participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless. Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop on the rock. Stop on the rock.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's the new radio columnist for the Washington Post now that Frank Ahearns is gone?
Yeah.
I promise to be fair. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Please leave your phone number and all the ships at sea. Say hi to two big talent pros. Here are the kind, brave, warm, and wonderful John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday, November 13th. Do that so I can do this. Here are the phone numbers. From anywhere in America, toll-free line, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., where we're broadcasting from today, the most powerful city in the world. Your hotline is 202-432-1067. And from New York City, 877-692-1027. Eventually, someday, we'll just have one main phone number for everybody to call.
Yes,
someday, in a perfect world. But for now, those are the three numbers. Nationwide, 877-365-3636.
In our utopian society.
D.C., your hotline, 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. There he is, our friend in the airproof booth next to us. There he's Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Good morning.
And let's go to Marcus. Marcus, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Marcus, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, great, man. Yo, this is Marcus from Harlem, man.
Hi, Marcus.
And I appreciate you guys, man. I mean, you guys are great. I get up in the morning, and I wait for your show to come on. And I just wanted to bring back from yesterday's show, man. I'm a father for 13 years, and I know how hard it is to teach the boys to do what's right and to do what's correct for life. And, you know, with the teachers and the meetings and the faculty meetings, oh, man, I understand everything that you guys are saying.
Oh, you're talking about with my kid. Oh, it's a pain in the ass being a parent. I mean, I had one yesterday. I had a teacher conference yesterday. It was fun.
Right, right.
It's a giant pain in the ass. I've never been to one before.
Marcus, thank you.
That's what a good dad I am.
Oh, that's the first parent teacher.
Well, not, I mean, prior to that, the schedule would prohibit it. And they were always like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I went to my very first one yesterday. It was and sat on a little preschool chair.
They suck, don't they?
Yeah, it was tough. It was very difficult.
They absolutely do. And I've got leftover from the weekend. I got some stuff to tell you about with my kid, as a matter of fact. He had his homecoming this weekend at his school. Before I get to any of that, sorry, we got some business to take care of. Some business to take care of. I want to tell you how you can win today's key for the Mercedes-Benz we're giving away.
Right.
Very simple. This is for the people in the D.C. area. This one's for you today. All you got to do is stop by the Simply Wireless location at Tyson's 2.
That's the same one that we told you to stop at last week or
no.
A different one?
Nope. Last week was Montgomery Mall.
So they got them, like, all over the area?
Yeah, they got, like, 36 of them.
Cool. All right.
So this time today, go to Tyson's 2, also known as the Tyson's Galleria.
Kind of a she mall.
Yeah. Listen, when you go in there, just look for the picture of my wife on the wall. She's up there on the Shoppers Hall of Fame.
They're working on a sculpture.
Tyson's 2, snobs like my wife like calling it Tyson's Galleria. Go to the Simply Wireless location there, starting right now, up until 9 o'clock tonight.
Right.
You don't have to do dick. You don't have to buy anything. Just walk in, fill out the entry form, and tomorrow we'll have a random drawing on the show, and that person will win a key that could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230 Coupe.
Very good.
Okay, so there's your location today. Tyson's 2 at the Simply Wireless location. Just go in, fill out the form, you're in and out, and we'll have the drawing on tomorrow's show. Now, the other piece of business we got to start before we get on with today's show is something we're going to be doing on tomorrow's episode. And I just got to prep you for this. Something we talked about, I don't know, right before the September 11th thing happened, I mentioned that we had some new bits coming up on the show. And then, you know, all the bad stuff happened, and we had to push some of the bits back. One of the new bits was something called Hold It, which we tried one time. Another one of the bits was called Dog Day Afternoon. Now, this has nothing to do with the singing dog contest that we had last week on the show,
which was a lot of fun. Oh,
yeah. We're going to be doing Dog Day Afternoon on this show tomorrow. And it's very simple. All you got to do is come down during the show.
When the sun beats down.
On the what is roof. This?
Rob, where is the label for
what
this
is
thing?
It?
Where is the label? Give me number.
Under the boardwalk.
That's not what I want. I wanted to.
I like that one.
I wanted this.
Yeah, that's what I want. Tequila with the. Cue the hands.
Right, okay, so. Here's what you do. You come by the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters tomorrow. Anytime during the show, between 11 a.m. and we'll have to end the contest about 2. 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. You know, the big WJFK CBS building. You come by with your dog. We're going to have an outside broadcast area. And, frankly, it's a contest to see which dog makes the biggest number 2. Okay? There are lots of things we could have done with Dog Day Afternoon. We could have seen how many dogs we could fit into the studio at once. That I thought, or we could have a contest to see which dog could take a number 2 the fastest.
Right.
But then I thought, wait a minute, hold on. How about just the biggest number 2?
Of course, larger dogs are at an advantage here, but being a large dog owner, that does not necessarily guarantee you're going to have a large poo.
No, and I'll tell you that at our house, we have a German Shepherd, and we've also got a tiny dog, like a dog that Zsa Zsa Gabor could fit in her purse.
Right.
And many times, the little dog
will produce.
Has poops as big as the big dog.
Absolutely. You never know on a given day.
And now the grand prize for this tomorrow for the biggest poop, are you ready?
Yes.
$1,000.
Oh, my God.
We're going to pay $1,000 for dog crap.
Fantastic. Now, is there going to be a confined area where the dogs are going to be required to
yes.
drop their cargo?
Yes, right out in the parking lot area. We're going to have giant tarps set up. And you and I will be out there from time to time, along with
yes, we will.
Master kennel person, Slow Joe Ardinger.
Why am I not surprised he got the duty?
Yeah, that's his duty to go out tomorrow. So what you want to do is, I guess, load your dog up with lots of carbos.
Yeah, you probably, any respecting pet owner, knows their dog's cycle when they go. And, you know, usually It's right after a big meal. Dogs are pretty regular.
Right, so feed them up. Now, I would say don't give your dog anything like doggy X-Lax.
No.
Because what that's going to do is just make a watery mess.
Yeah, and you'll probably be disqualified with that. You know, you want something that's going to be solid enough to, you know, to create mass.
Yes, log cabin. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for like Lincoln logs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's and no cheating.
Exactly what we're looking for.
No
right.
cheating and dropping, you know, one yourself instead of your dog.
Well, that's why the contest is being held outside.
Very good.
With constant supervision.
Yes, constant vigilance.
So if you would like to enter, you don't even have to call. I'm just telling you, come down tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning when we broadcast live here from D.C. Here's a question already about the contest. Hello, Jeremy. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Oh, it was not our Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
No.
Hi.
It is the Jeremy from Annandale again.
Yeah, hi.
How are you going to judge the size? Is it going to be on volume, density?
I think that this is a contest that you can judge totally subjectively on eyeball.
Yeah.
It's just you can just look at it. I don't think we need to bring sticks or rulers or anything.
Scales.
The biggest poop.
Scales would be
just the biggest poop. But no.
Because you got to be kind of cruel to Joe.
You got to scrape it up and stuff. We're just talking, you know, it's either going to be.
Maybe Joe wouldn't even need a scale. Maybe he could just use his hands.
It's going to be either full size Snickers size. Or the extra large Snicker size.
Or Milk Duds in some cases.
Yeah, right. I mean, hopefully it's going to be an easy contest to judge. We're going to
have a Great Pyrenees, and, you know, while I was saying you can never really tell based on the size of the dog, I will tell you that there are certain dogs where it boggles the mind. I mean, where it right. resembles, like, elephant stuff.
Yeah, and it's
an enormous coil.
If you got one of those dogs, come down here starting at 11.
Right.
No pressure. You're going to have, like, 3 hours.
No pressure on you.
Yeah, right. But what I mean is, or on the dog.
Yeah,
because
please.
It's not like we're bringing the dog down. We say, okay, it's 11 o'clock. You know, hey, a Marmaduke. Take a dump.
Now, and can I make a recommendation? Because I am an expert when it comes to this. I would say feed your dog dry. Even if your dog normally eats, you know, eats canned, be a good idea to feed him dry because that will produce bulk.
Mm. And the biggest dog number two tomorrow wins $1,000 in cash.
That's amazing.
I think really, if you were looking for the ultimate cocktail, would be if your dog's a canned dog food eater, give him a bowl of dry and a can of beefaroni.
Is it safe to feed a dog peanuts? I'm just curious.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know the you only can't give them chocolate.
You don't give them chocolate. What right. you want to avoid. But, you know, I mean, my dogs have stolen so much chocolate over the years. But you don't want to feed them chocolate.
Dogs also love corn.
And they love cheese.
Oh, they do love cheese.
They do. And we found out on this show they love peanut butter, too.
Yeah.
But they love peanut butter when it's placed somewhere on some guy's body.
Absolutely.
We don't want that.
So listen, that Jeremy, how are we going to judge it? The answer is very subjectively, but hopefully by the end of the show tomorrow, there will be one pile or one piece that just screams out, winner, winner. Biggest poop.
Now, size is going to be the only category. We are not going to have any kind of runners up for, you know, beauty.
Well, if you like, we can have a second prize for prettiest.
Prettiest, I think, would be nice. Prettiest, and perhaps bringing up the rear, you know, most unappealing. Most unattractive. You know, and I mean, you don't want to say most disgusting, because it's probably all disgusting.
Then you could have one poop that wins all three. You could have a poop that's the prettiest, that's the biggest, and is also the most disgusting.
Most disgusting. But those will be the three categories. Biggest, you know, being the winner, that's going to win the key, right?
No. Wait, this is a cash contest.
Oh, it's $1,000 contest.
Cash. I've already said that.
I'll be damned.
I said $1,000.
You can't expect me always to come rolling in here and know by rote what you surprised me with when I walk into the studio.
$1,000 first prize, and how about we'll go $250?
You notice when you have your conferences with Lisa, how fast I hustle down the hallway,
so it's not to
be within earshot, because they're going, Lisa, I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm nearby,
right?
And it drives me out of my damn mind.
But Mike, see, this is the magic of the show.
It's gotten a lot worse over the years.
You hear things at the same time as our listeners do.
I know, but sometimes I don't know all the details.
The same questions, the same reaction.
And I'm trying to, like, promote it as well, but sometimes
I sat on the air with a grand prize of $1,000.
There's nothing in front of me. I'm just listening to you. I can't remember it. There's a lot of information. Prettiest poop, most disgusting poop.
Okay, $1,000 for the biggest.
Here's what we're doing.
Here comes Mike. Here comes Mike. Wait. Listen, this is where we... Wait, let him walk by. Let him get by in the hallway.
Again,
let him get down into the office. Okay.
Okay, here's what
it's
we're doing.
It's nothing personal.
I understand.
It's the spontaneous nature of the program.
I accept it. I don't have to like it.
Oh, come on. If we did it the other way, we'd be like every other stupid, frickin' frack disc jockey.
There would be an element of phoniness.
Yeah, right. And I like your reaction is the best reaction because you have a lot of times the same reaction a listener would have.
Most of the time I do. Most of the time I do, joyfully.
It's best. And also, frankly, a lot of times it's good when you're grossed out, when you're offended by something
that's even better. That's in this one. This one brings me great joy.
So the three categories would be the biggest, the prettiest, and the most disgusting. We'll pay $1,000 for the biggest poop, $250 for the prettiest poop, and $250 for the most disgusting poop.
Which is not to say that you shouldn't really try to win, you know, all three categories. I'm worried that somebody might try to win the most disgusting, you know, concede right away on the biggest and just go right for the... Because I think we have to be... It's going to be subjective.
You got
to
love your dog. I mean, you got to love your dog. You can't do anything funky to your dog make sure that he or she would come up with the most disgusting number two.
And as you said, we'd like to keep that, you know, keep the tarp as moisture-free as possible.
So that's the deal. Bring your dogs down tomorrow, starting right at 11 o'clock here at Donna Mike Show, Fairfax VA, 10800 Main Street. Come on down. We'll see ya.
Bring your hounds.
Be a good show. Bring your dogs. It's the Dog Day Afternoon Show.
You think that guy that dresses his dog up as a woman will be coming?
Oh, you bet.
He's been a fan of this show for many, many years.
This guy's so weird. And I don't think the guy's like a homo or anything. It's just he dresses his dog up like...
As a woman.
Yeah. With like dresses and sunglasses and wigs.
Dog's like a shepherd lab mix.
Hello, Ricardo.
It's his line.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Hey, Ricardo. Hi.
Listen, I've been starting to listen to the show for about, a couple of weeks from now, from a friend from college, and you guys are awesome, man. I mean, I never laughed so hard in my entire life. I come out of school, I listen to you, and then after I go to class in the afternoon, I listen to Open Anthony, all of you guys, hilarious.
That's the plan.
Freaking hilarious.
Thank you very much.
That's the plan. Thank you, Ricardo. We do appreciate it. Let's go to, Rich. Hey, Rich, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Rich. Or is it Charlie first? I'm not sure. Who is this?
Rich?
Who's on the phone?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Not much. I was everything I wanted to say was what they should do it in the three categories, but actually why not even take it to another level and, you know, kind of like when you play high, low and cards, you know, you either have to go for it both, you can kind of box it up and, you know, keep it behind a shade and the person decides they want to go for all three or just one category.
Nah. You're turning this into a poker game.
No. Listen, let's just let the dogs poop and let the poop fall where it may. Thank you. Charlie, now let's go to Rich. That's the call I was trying to get to. Hey, Rich, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Rich?
Richie.
Come on, Richie.
Hey, Ricky.
All right, he's not there. Let's go to, Scott. Okay, Scott, hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey, love you guys. Hey, I got a black lad named Razor. I can't get down there till like 1:30.
Well, with
if he gets there, as long as he goes before 2 o'clock, am I still there?
Of course, yeah. That's what I just said. Of course, yeah, bring your dogs down anytime. But we'd like to.
Make sure, cause I can't get there till that late.
Now, we'd like to start, though, at about 11.
Hey, he weighs 110 pounds. He's 12 years old. He goes on command.
That's a good-sized dog.
All right, bring him down.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Bring him down. We'll see you here.
110-pound right. Dog is huge.
Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, Donna Mike Show. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Donna Mike.
Oh, Donna Mike. How you doing, guys?
Okay, Kenny.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You guys got to be nuts thinking of this contest, but it's great. Listen, you got 3 hours, right, for the dogs to go.
Yes.
What if the dog goes more than once in the 3 hour period?
An excellent question. We will leave it to the owner of the dog, the
master. Which one he wants to put up
to decide
for the competition.
Which one he wants in the contest.
Yeah, you can't combine the two.
I know that.
If a dog goes twice, the owner cannot say, I want that one to be in the biggest contest and that one to be in the prettiest contest.
You've got
to
put up one poop.
One poop.
Entry per person. What if by some mastery of training, you're able to get the dog to go in the same place twice?
No,
to offer a bonus?
Because no, I think, and frankly, I think once your dog goes once, that should be it. You know, the next time the dog's got to go, you send the dog off to, you know, to, because it'll create confusion.
My dog can go about 7-8 times a day, and monsters.
Monsters. All right. Thank you. Let's go to Gene. Hey, Gene, Don and Mike show. Hello. Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I just dress my son up in a little doggy outfit? I have a 4-year-old. Have him enter the contest. I went to the bathroom the other day. It was all clogged. I thought I had Shaquille O'Neal over.
Get out of here. Goodbye, you. Okay. So that's the contest tomorrow. Huh?
Good.
Tomorrow's the dog day afternoon, so we'll be talking about it during the whole show today. Bring your dog down. 3 categories. Biggest, prettiest, most disgusting. Cash prizes tomorrow right here on the Don and Mike Show. Starting at about 11 as soon as we hit the air.
Eat well, hound dogs.
Now, the weekend, I had a couple of things. Yesterday, I was not able to tell you about the weekend. Very briefly, I will tell you that we had my son that had his homecoming party, his homecoming at his school on Saturday night, and we had the after party at our house, okay? We did this partly because we want to be good parents, and also because we want to make sure that, you know, nothing was going on down there.
Yeah, it's a smart thing to do.
The only problem we had Saturday night when Bart and all of his friends and all of the girls arrived, and again, I just want to say, not in a perv way, okay, but I'm amazed how hot these girls are. I'm amazed how hot these junior high girls are. I mean, they're juniors in high school.
Well, you'll be getting the next after party with that.
And,
that's for sure.
And I just, you know, they walk in the door, and it's like, you know, I'm shaking their hands, and I'm thinking, you know, boy, in just 2 years, you could come down and be on our show. Meeting them all, and we've got the snacks, and we've got all the stuff. We got the TV going, and we got the foosball table down there, and you got the video games happening.
What time did it start?
It started at 11,
okay,
at our house, and went until about 1:30. And they were all great. They couldn't have been better. The only problem we had, and I lost this fight, incidentally, was the issue of basement door open or closed. Mm. I lost that fight.
I think I had one in my basement when I was growing up that we insisted on keeping the, you know, since we were in the house, keeping the basement door closed.
Well, this
you have access to, you do have access to the outside from,
Yes, but all the curtains were drawn.
Okay.
Down in the basement. Oh. So, the deal was, I finally said to my kid, okay, well, if the deal's gonna be that the basement door remains shut, then from time to time,
right,
I'm just gonna come down, and I'm gonna just open the door, and I'm gonna say, hey, how you doing? He's like, Dad, if you do that, you'll embarrass me so much.
Did you watch King of Queens last night?
No.
You could set up the rig that they had on King of Queens last night when to watch Arthur down in the basement. They had a series of baby cams.
Oh.
And I guess you might need the infrared variety.
So finally, see, this is where my kid is smarter than I am. He says to me, okay, I tell you what. You can come down anytime you want. Just, like, knock on the door one time and then open it up. And I said, okay, great, because he knows me. Because I go upstairs, I sit down on the couch with my wife to watch Saturday Night Live, and 5 minutes later, you know, it's Snore City.
Right.
I'm totally asleep. As it turns out, I don't go downstairs one time.
Uh-oh. Well, that shows trust. That he probably appreciated that.
To check the door. And I said to my wife the next day, you know, when I woke up, I said, well, what happened? And who was on the door duty? And Frieda said, well, nobody was on door duty. They're fine down there. I let them have the door shut. So I was out of my mind about this, but this was not the end of me and sleeping over the weekend. You gotta hear this. That on
so not one check for the duration of the party.
No, I went down one time. Just one time I went down, just stuck my head and said, how's everybody doing?
That's a welcoming feeling, isn't it, when you go?
And they all turned and looked at me, and, you know,
get out.
None of them were involved in anything that was beyond good all-American high school fun.
Right.
So I shut the door and I went back upstairs.
It didn't look like caddy day in the
Hello.
Pool, the caddy shack.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, my handsome.
So listen, here's the deal. So Saturday, while this is going on, while my kid's at his homecoming, my wife and I, we're going to go out on a date. So we're going to go to dinner and a movie. So we go to dinner and we have a pleasant enough meal, and then we go to this movie K-Pax, the movie with Kevin Spacey.
It's one I wanted to see.
Now, let me just tell you that we had not gone to a late movie. We went to an early dinner. We ate at about 5, and we went to the movie theater. The movie started at 6:30 Saturday night at the Reston Town Center. Mm-hmm. This is a movie that I was looking forward to seeing also.
That's kind of a senior citizen schedule that you're on.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, but I don't even bother to say anything anymore. At what time are we going to be eating at, you know, when we're 70? It'll be noon. We'll have a big noon meal every day.
You know, the thing is, see, actually, you screwed up the schedule that we were going to go to a movie at 4:30 and then go to dinner, like, at 6:30 or 7.
Why can't we do it like everybody else on the planet? I mean, our age, and go to a movie and maybe even and just go wild and go to a 7:30 movie?
Oh, because it's so goddamn crowded when you go to the movies on Saturday night at 7:30, and then you go to the restaurant afterwards, and you got to walk around with a stupid pager just to have the TGI McGillicuddy's food.
There are other options. Some people make reservations at certain restaurants.
Oh, you know, I don't like going to restaurants where you have to make reservations.
or
I'm not a reservation
have a drink,
guy.
Enjoy each other's company while they wait for their table and chat and have a nice time at a bar.
Okay, well, anyway, so I'm not that type of guy. What we do is we go to dinner, nice dinner. We go to the movies, 6:30, and the theater's crowded. And
we're eating at 5 with us and the senior citizen discount. We can get in, and you have, you know, your couple of martinis at 5 p.m.
Right. Okay, all right.
Bart and I call snortinis, by the way.
Fair enough.
I think I see what's going to happen.
Fair enough. So
I think I know how this story ends. Yeah.
So we get to the movie K-Pax, of which I'm looking forward to seeing.
To see it.
And the movie starts, and I want to tell you, this is, without a doubt, the most, from what I saw before I fell asleep one of many times, the most boring movie I have ever seen. It was worse than what my wife made me see. The only other movie that I ever felt as bad about was that piece of crap Warren Beatty movie called Reds.
Oh, wow.
This movie, K-Pax, slow. It all takes part in Jeff Bridges' office,
right,
where the blinds are all closed. And
there's no explosion, no major destruction, no major female nudity.
No, the movie is a freaking bore. So we're sitting there, and we're watching the movie, and I realize as we're watching the movie that I am starting to fall asleep. And I'm fighting this now in my head.
Right.
I'm fighting this. I'm gulping on my, you know, I got one of them big, like, 95-ounce things of diet.
Plenty of fluid, a bucket of fluid.
So I'm just inhaling this caffeine, and I'm must stay awake. And I'm doing everything. I'm thinking about the show. I'm thinking about my kid at homecoming. I'm thinking, you know, I got my arm around my wife, thinking I gotta be a good husband tonight. And then I hear, "Wake up!" And she says it real loud. She says, "Wake up!" And I do that thing where I I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, and you say that in a normal voice, too.
I don't think there's a pattern here, but that, you know, with dinner at 5 and then falling asleep in the theater, these are both senior citizen things that would happen.
Apparently...
What do you want?
Apparently, when my wife says to me, "You're sleeping,"
right,
she says that when I wake up from this, what seems to me to be like a 5-second nap, that I'm talking to her at regular volume.
Right.
And I said, what? I'm not sleeping.
Wait, so you went to the Saturday show?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, when she woke you up, it was Sunday about noon.
And then she's...
What are you telling me shush for?
Yeah, I got that a lot, too.
No, you said that.
Well, no, because you were telling me to shush a lot.
I was giving you the elbow shush.
Okay, now, here's the thing. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, you can sleep. Just sleep quietly. It's embarrassing.
All right, now seriously, don't BS me now, because I've heard about this for 3 days. How loud was I snoring during the movie K-Pax?
Oh, it wasn't like you snored last night. It wasn't your in-bed snore. It was in between your regular in-bed keep me awake all night snore and...
That's got to be loud.
And breathing with a cold. So it's kind of... I just choked myself. and plus, part of the time you're doing this with your eyes open. I'm looking over at you, giving you the shifty eye, not knowing whether I should elbow you or not because your eyes aren't completely closed.
No, I'm doing that thing. I'm fighting it.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times... That's the best sleep in the world where you're not 100% asleep.
I don't know how you snore with your eyes open.
But you're asleep enough that, like, you're zoned out.
Sure, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Recharges you.
And it's, and
you can do it in 20 minutes. You can get yourself completely refreshed.
It's great. Well, I don't know how many times do you think I fell asleep during K-PAC?
You know, that's the hard thing, because I wasn't sure. That's a very fine line on your sleeping. Sometimes you were eyes closed, and then other time eyes open, and then I'd poke you thinking, are you asleep? And then you'd say in your normal voice, so I'd know you were sleeping on some level, why do you keep telling me to shush for? Why'd you do that?
Meanwhile,
I'm saying, let's just go. You're embarrassing me, please.
It's only a really deep sleep when you stop breathing a couple of times.
So she says, let's leave the theater. And I said, no, I'm not going to leave. You wanted to see this movie. I'm not going
to... I didn't want it that bad to be so humiliated with people looking at it.
I'm going
to
stay awake. Now, before I get to the last part of the story, how many times did I fall asleep, and did you have to wake me up because I was snoring loudly?
It's impossible to gauge how many times you were sleeping, but I would say I poked you on the average of the movie started and... You know, 10 or 15 minutes into it, wasn't very long into it, I poked you on an average of every 15 minutes.
All right, so you
divide
the math,
an hour and a half
times.
Or 2 hours, however long, by every 15 minutes.
Eight
and
times.
That's how much
you were at war with sleep. You were trying desperately to...
The movie sucks so bad. So finally, at the end of the movie, it picks up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the movie is Kevin Spacey and Alien or not.
It looks great. The trailers looked great for this movie.
Yeah,
it was a good movie, and it didn't
sucks.
Pick up at the end. You were rested.
If you've seen him eat the banana with a peel on it, you've seen the movie.
And you were sobering up by then.
Your produce was worth the trip.
So, you know, my darling, you have either got to drink more or less. You've got to make a decision.
More!
Yeah.
More!
More so that you can hold it like your buddies. Or less, so that you don't go through these embarrassing situations.
I had two of the mini martinis at dinner, and I maintained that they were
mini.
That's
insane.
They were not like the big giant-sized ones.
Right.
And my wife,
right.
She matched me drink for drink at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She had Cosmopolitans.
Mm, that's bad drink management, though, to have those drinks at 5 o'clock. You're setting yourself up for the early evening sleep.
Yeah, so, but Mike, you wouldn't blink if you had two of these little martinis.
They were tiny. They were like the fag martinis. Well, they were little itsy bits.
Well, it was Saturday.
You have to help him train, because really he can't drink at all.
So I could train him by Saturday doing what I do, which is Saturday after the round of golf. That's when I begin. That's usually about, let's be conservative, noon. I'll start early.
And then about 1 o'clock.
But
right?
if you don't keep it going, you're going to kill yourself.
Good, it's all about pacing.
See, what you have to do is bring something into the theater with you.
You bring booze in the theater?
Well, what I'm telling you is if you do the 2 5 o'clock drinks and then you have that break, and then what you're doing is you're going off into dreamland because there's not continual stimulus.
A little flask of Grey Goose and just hit it like on the quarter hour.
I'm telling you, if this movie had been halfway decent, I've been drunk and watched movies before and not fallen asleep.
You're supposed to be able to stay awake. What happens when, say, Bart graduates from high school and we're at something like that, and it's not, there's no car crashes in it and no women showing their breasts. There are going to be events in your life where there aren't explosions or breasts.
It's best to save the booze for after the movie if you're going to go that early.
Yeah, and you have to be able to stay awake during...
I got no self-restraint, Mike, because it's Saturday, it's 5 o'clock. You go, hey, Saturday, 5 o'clock.
I understand. With that said, I got to stress the pleasures of afternoon drinking.
It's drinking time.
Or a noon movie.
So I wake up, and the movie's got like 30 minutes left. And it's the best 30 minutes of the movie. Suddenly, what, do you guys got the shakes?
We're just doing the shakes.
If it gets to be about 2 o'clock on a Saturday and I haven't heard the opening of a bottle, you just get nervous, you know.
So now I'm awake, okay? The movie's been going on for what seems like an eternity, and I'm wide awake, and I've not missed anything by sleeping through this movie. It's to the end of the movie, and it's one of those movies, I'm sure you've heard this, where you decide for yourself if Kevin Spacey's an alien or just a mental patient. So... I'm finally getting into the movie now that I'm awake, and there are these two dicks behind me who, for whatever reason, are discussing this absolutely out loud. And
because they couldn't hear themselves over your snoring earlier.
So I turn around and I shoot them a look, like I give them a look, like shut the frig up, and they shoot me a look back that says, "You shut the frig up." And now I'm awake and I whisper, I go. Do you hear those guys behind us? She says, yes. I said, I can't believe this. I just turned and I looked at them, and they shot me a look back that's like, F you. And she says, well, of course you've been snoring for the whole movie. You've ruined the movie for everybody.
And when you finally come to, you want to enjoy your film, and you don't want any noise.
And so I just want to say, I'll come clean with this. I broke my cardinal rule.
Yes.
I hate when people talk during the movies and make noise during the movies, and apparently, for the larger part of an hour and 45 minutes, I was, I was doing this.
I can't hear the dialogue coming on the screen. I'm finding it very difficult.
I think he said the produce was good.
But, Mike, won't you agree with me that what happened is he turned the corner the minute every last drop of alcohol was out of his system?
Yeah.
His body was fighting. His liver was working. And
right.
It made him sleepy.
Made you
so
sleepy.
If you had waited until after the movie, you might have even enjoyed the movie.
No, I don't think, even if I hadn't had two drinks before dinner, I think there's a chance I'd enjoy K-Pax.
So now everybody in that theater knows what it's like in my bed.
The thing is, though, that's exactly what happened. I did have an afternoon around like 2 o'clock or so with my pals that got a little involved. And then like 5 o'clock, I've got to go out. And I'm just, it was war. My body is just going, you are not meant to be conscious after that. It's impossible.
Not only that, I find that my temperament suffers.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When you have a few and you perhaps dry up towards dinner time and you're filth this and flarn that because your body's upset.
Sure.
You must maintain and you must keep an even keel.
I think it was the food.
Takes you completely out of whack.
Now you know what it's like in my bed.
Mm-hmm. All right, dude. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
I love you too, boo-boo.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I brought that up just because...
Rob and I just gave each other a knowing nod. Just
we know. We understand.
Mm-hmm. She was gonna be on the show yesterday to announce that. And she, when I got home last night, she said, why didn't you have me on the show today to talk about what an a-hole you were in the theater? I said, honey, look at the plane crash in Queens yesterday.
Exactly.
So please, let's get the priorities here. Vincent, hello. Hey, Vince.
You like Climax Blues Band? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste.
This is funny.
But when
the
Stamp album came out in 75, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. In 1980, they released this, Flying the Flag. Their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is I Love You. Song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends, it's also a personal statement about the band itself.
He's doing
the mic.
Bravo.
I'm getting a reservation at Dorsey and Ellie, you fucking stupid bastard.
Hey, thanks for throwing in the part about Dorsey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the restaurant.
That's the restaurant where he's on the phone and they
laugh at him.
Yeah, and he says, I'd like a table for two tonight.
At 8:30, and you hear the guy on the other end go, ha, 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 just laughing at him.
And then his secretary says, well, they didn't even ask your name. They know my name.
They know me.
They know me.
Sabrina, don't just look at it. Eat it.
American Psycho. That's like the soundtrack for this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, James.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, James.
Hey, this conversation with your wife about this the movies and all that, and you get kind of like chewed out. Is that what I had to look forward to if I get married? 32, and I'm contemplating it, but
Don't
make it sound too good.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Mild, actually.
Well, I hope I'm doing a public service here. Tony. Oh, here's Tony calling us from a PetSmart. Hey, Tony.
Hey, yeah. I'm the manager of PetSmart over in Springfield. I heard you guys about your dog thing tomorrow. See if I could hook you up with any pooper scoopers or poop pickup bags.
Oh, that'd
be up
fantastic.
With afterwards.
Yeah, I think for when we're done. Absolutely.
Yeah,
great. Hold on there, Tony.
Bring it all over.
We appreciate that very much. Thank you very much. Hello, Perry. Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I've been waiting for you to talk about Frank Ahern.
Oh, we got to do a break. We got to wrap on him today.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. Thank you. He's the radio columnist for the Washington Post.
You know what else we might need for tomorrow? You know the little trident-looking things they put in floral arrangements that you can clip the card to? We need it for marking the piles. Otherwise, there'd be no way to... I imagine a lot of them are going to look alike.
what are trident things?
Like a little stick.
No, he means like the thing...
The card in?
Like, when you get flowers...
Like the devil's pitchfork and
I'd rather use the little plastic things they put at the Outback Steakhouse on whether you want it rare, medium rare, or well done.
I hope we don't say rare.
I don't think we'll have a problem.
Nah, we'll be fine.
I don't think we'll have a problem with that. And Robbie, I know we've got a break,
yeah,
but I just spent time talking about my wife, and I know that... that Mike has something about his wife he wants to mention.
I do. I want to tell her best of luck, honey. Don't hurt yourself because she's traded up and she's the handiest woman on the face of the earth. And I do hope she doesn't kill herself with a new piece of equipment that she rented for this week.
Wow.
The entire week.
What is it?
A backhoe. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we had the Bobcat, and she has graduated to the full-size construction industrial-strength backhoe that she has. And I pulled in the driveway last night. We had teacher conferences, and we didn't get back until it was dark. And I saw the outline of it, but then when I came out into my yard today, and I saw this behemoth, and she's 4'10 and a half, and she said, yeah, it's no problem. I said, you're going to get some training. She said, no. I said, don't get on this thing and just start it up. You need to go. So she today was going back out to the rental place to get training on the backhoe.
What is your wife possibly going to do with a real piece of construction equipment at your house?
Good deeds, Don. Good deeds for the home.
Fake an accident?
She's planning on trenching this area to plant trees, this big, long area where she will be in the spring, she will be planting the trees. But I think she's got a variety of projects planned with the back. This is huge. The tires on this thing are as tall as I am.
I know what you're talking about.
I was amazed. I thought the backhoe to be this little piece of, you know, they have the little ones, you know, with the little buckets on them.
Right.
But this is the full size bucket. This is the kind of thing I'm thinking she could take a piece of the house away. You know, if she turned the thing the wrong way.
She's a skilled craftsman.
Now she's great on this on construction equipment. I think she really. I'm the one that's nervous. I wouldn't want to operate it because remember I couldn't operate the Bobcat either.
Right.
But she seems to enjoy that. What's next? You know, one of those like industrial strength highway movers,
crane, a caterpillar.
Yeah, a crane. Yeah, God knows what she can
do. How funny is that? Mike's wife is out there probably right now.
Probably right now. I'm going to check up on her. She's getting training today.
Well, I don't know. She's going to go get the training. She's going to be, howdy, little lady. Here's the start button.
Watch you sit up here in my lap. I'll show you how this backhoe works.
Here's the start button.
Yeah.
Here's reverse.
Yeah.
Say, you're married to that big mouth disc jockey, ain't you?
Yeah, here's how you do it. Put this up on high. That's right. Get the engine going as fast as you can and kick it into gear.
One accident, and he's gone.
Yeah, I don't doubt that I'll be driving in the driveway today, and she'll be operating the thing. And I'll be a little... This thing is... I mean, the Bobcat scared me, and the Bobcat's this tiny little thing. This thing scares the crap out. I don't even want to be near the thing.
Maybe she's going to be digging you a shallow grave.
You know, if I go in and I see a little, you know, 6x6.
It's part of a master plan.
Put him in there. I got lime. She's got quickcrete. Too, you know,
you're
on goner.
Yeah.
She's building a.
She's gonna kill you, bury you, and then cement it over for a patio set, a furniture.
She's telling me that she's digging a hole also for the flagpole that we're putting in our yard. We're putting one of those concrete bases for the flagpole, so she's doing that, and then she's gonna. And I told her also to clean out some of the deadwood on the left side of the lot.
Oh, she's at it.
God.
Well, I mean, she's gonna have the thing for the whole week. I'm like, you might as well put her to good use. I'd like her to build a tennis court, too.
How's your driveway? You need a new driveway?
We do. I mean, we need some new asphalt on it.
I can see her getting on the thing tonight, just grumbling to herself, I'll clear out the deadwood. I'll clear out the deadwood. I'll clear out the deadwood. Deadwood, Mike!
Well, good luck. Good luck, honey.
Hello, Mark.
Wear a helmet.
Good luck, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. Hi.
Yes, with you having dinner at 4... Going to the movie at 5:30. How far are you away from fracturing your hip?
No, listen. Let me just say, we went to the movie at 5. We went to dinner at dinner at 5. Movie at 6:30.
Well, that makes it so much better.
You had to see a lot of old people, right? When you ate dinner at 5.
F you. No, we didn't.
You didn't see old people.
No, we were at Paulo's, and there were other people, other like aged people, having dinner at that time.
No, they were having late lunches.
It was not. There's nothing wrong with having dinner at 5. O'clock.
At the movie, did they offer you a headset to help you hear?
have you tried the Rockport?
You're the last person to shoot up with my balls, okay? All right, let's clear the lines out. Let's get a call 100. Let's get this show underway. Let's get the show on the road. 877-365-3636, your national number. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. So the Washington Post coming up.
Oh, yeah.
The expose of our producer, Lisa Herndon. The secret sex life of Lisa coming up.
Wow.
Big show today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too... they waved for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. Song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
They got the voodoo, John and Mike.
Some families like to watch It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, not my family. Christmas Eve. I wish TNT would do 24 hours of American Psycho on Christmas Eve.
A Patrick Bateman marathon.
All right, let's get a call 100 right now. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Howdy. Somebody's there. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I think somebody's moving boxes.
Are you there? No. I got to take a look. Yeah, don't. Just made it. You just barely made it. What's your name, my friend?
Ellie.
Andy, where are you from?
Ellie, from here, from Queens.
Andy from Queens. Andy, you've won the Moomy Returns PlayStation 2 game. Go to universalppv.net. and enter to win a chance to become an animated character in the upcoming Scorpion Video King game. Everybody else call Cox Cable to order the Moomy Returns, premiering on pay-per-view November 15th. Do you have PlayStation 2?
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Enjoy the Moomy Returns game, and thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mike. My brother, Mike. And Don.
Thank you. Here you go.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. Now, listen, tomorrow on the show, I want to keep harping this. Tomorrow, it's the debut of Dog Day Afternoon.
All right.
You bring your dog down here to the WJFK studios, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, starting at 11 a.m., and please bring the dog as early as possible because I think there's going to be some waiting involved. What you want to do is get your dog here and then wait for the dog to drop a load, to pinch a loaf. The biggest poop by the end of the show wins $1,000.
So you can bring a baggie of food if you want.
Sure, yeah, you can feed your dog while the dog's outside. It's going to be a nice day, sunny at about 60. The prettiest poop wins $250.
That's completely subjective, but I think we're all going to be able to agree which is prettiest.
And the most disgusting poop also wins $250.
That's another one where I don't think we're going to have any trouble reaching consensus.
Clear. That's Dog Day Afternoon. As many dogs as possible can enter this contest. We're going to have an entire area outside the radio station roped off out there in the parking lot.
Hope it's still breezy.
With tarps. Just bring your dogs down, and the biggest number two wins $1,000. That's how we play Dog Day Afternoon.
And thank you for not doing this contest in August, Don.
That is on tomorrow's episode.
It will be warmer tomorrow, though.
One other promotional item today, to get your key that can start the Mercedes-Benz, the M-Class, the 230, the C-Compress, excuse me, the C-Class, the C230 Compressor Sports Coupe from Mercedes, you want to go to Simply Wireless at Tyson's 2 over there at Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
The Galleria.
Just go into the store. You don't got to buy dick. You don't got to do anything. No one's going to try to hustle you on anything. Just fill out the form. Tomorrow we'll pick a random winner on the show.
Excellent.
And you don't have to go in while the show's on today. You can wait until, you get out of work today.
Nice people over there.
Yeah, go in anytime until 9 o'clock tonight at the Simply Wireless location at Tyson's 2, also referred to as Tyson's Galleria.
Yes, lovely shops, lovely boutique shops for you to browse.
And we're doing it like this every once in a while to give you a chance, a lot of you guys who listen to the show at work, and maybe for whatever reason you can't you can't call in, you couldn't get off work to come down and play a game. This gives you a chance all day long to just go to a major shopping center, fill out the entry blank, and we'll have the random drawing on tomorrow's episode.
This will be a major opportunity for someone who works at the food court.
Now, they've got a leg up.
Absolutely.
The guys and gals who work at Cinnabons.
Yes.
They've got it.
Right. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A or at, what else?
Auntie Sparrow.
Burger Chef.
Right.
Excuse me, Burger King at Tyson's, too.
Orange Julius. I don't know if they have those over there.
Starbucks. Okay, so that's what's happening. Here's your phone numbers. 877-365-3636, the national number. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Boy, we've got so much stuff happening. Tomorrow night, the Dynamite Gutterballs are going to be bowling probably the best match we're going to have this year.
I agree. We're going to win tomorrow night.
An all-gay team. We're bowling a bunch of homo guys. The Bowling Ballers, I'm not sure if they're going to be in drag, but they are bringing their homo rooting section, a bunch of drag queens.
Yeah, we have a good chance of winning, or it's going to be an elaborate trap because these are going to be gay men who are those, you know, incredibly skilled gay men. That happens quite often also.
Just tomorrow night, we're going to be bowling the Dynamite Gutterballs against the Bowling Ballers. 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the AMF Bowling Lanes in Annandale. Come on by. We'd love to meet you. It's always a great party.
I'm wearing extra cologne.
And there's a big bet also on this game. If we lose, we have to go with these guys to the number A bar in D.C. wet.
Right.
And if we win, they have to go with us to the premier strip club, the strip club of Mayor Barry's choice, the Camelot.
Now, are you like me? Do you think they'll probably have an easier time of it if we beat them than we will if we lose?
Oh, sure.
You know, I don't think they're fazed by seeing naked women, but if we go to the, and what I heard is this place wet, if we have to go there, is all nude.
Oh, no.
That's what I heard. Didn't somebody call in and tell us
to
that?
To warn us,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, because they
somebody said that the guys, like, up on stage, or is it guys on stage that are nude, or is it guys that, like, walk around naked?
I don't know. It might be one of those joints that doesn't have a liquor license, so they can have total nudity.
Bowl hard, guys.
But you've got to, pardon the pun, you got to order, like, an orange juice or something, or God forbid you order a cranberry juice in that place. Well,
you know, we haven't found anything out about this team we're bowling. We don't know if they bowl regularly, if they're, if they're skilled bowlers.
We know they're good with holes and balls, though.
Right. We're going to probably have to do three if, if it's split after two, we'll have to bowl a third game.
Absolutely. Steve, hi, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
two quick things. My team wants to bowl you guys, the Gutter Punks.
Okay, you got to call Lisa on the business line for that.
Okay, one more thing.
Yeah.
Can you pay us like 10 extra bucks to eat it tomorrow?
To eat the dumbest?
Yeah.
Is this something you've always fantasized about?
Yeah, I'm an alphabet bomber, so.
Oh, you know, I've got as a matter of fact,
that same guy that calls with this all the time.
At some point today, though, that's something I've got. I got a great sex list of weird perversions.
Ah.
And I'm gonna share with you on today's show. And that's
so Johnny Alphabet here probably shares a few of those.
That's included. Let's go to John. Hey, Johnny, Don and Mike show. Hello, John. Where's the other John?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I did a question. I saw, because of you guys, I saw American Psycho for the first time a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
And I just had, this may be a dumb question, but I've only seen it for the first time. Was the whole thing just his delusion?
Well, could be. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, and I know it was on Saturday night on Showtime, because when I got back from this goddamn awful K-Pax, when I got home, I turned it on and watched it.
Made your evening.
My wife got so mad at me. She's like, wait, you go out to dinner with me, and then you go to a movie and you fall asleep. You come home and it's 10:30. You're wide awake and you're watching American Psycho. One thing I noticed that I had not noticed before was when Patrick Bateman is going crazy, right after he tries to shove the cat into the ATM.
After he goes on a killing spree and he's crying under his desk.
Yeah, the first building, before he's doing all that, where he goes into, where the guard says, don't forget to sign in, and he just shoots him, the guard calls him Mr. Davis. The guard says, Mr. Davis, don't forget to sign in. Shoots him, then ends up going to his building where he's known as Patrick Bateman.
And don't forget there's Paul Allen in there too.
Yeah, right. But I had not noticed that the guy calls him Mr. Davis, because when he's at the bar at the end of the movie, when he goes up to the lawyer and he says, "Did you get my message? the lawyer refers to him as Mr. Davis. Mm.
So Patrick Bateman is this alter ego, either in fantasy or reality. Either he's dreaming the whole thing that he's this horrible killer, or in fact he turns into Patrick Bateman and does these horrible, unspeakable crimes.
Because did either of you read the book? Did it say there?
No, you know, I don't know. And we've had this discussion. But people have told us we're stupid that if you read the book, it's laid out for
but
you.
But we don't read.
What's it laid out to say, though? Because
I would think when you look at the movie, if you overanalyze the movie, as we often do on this show, when he goes on the super killing spree, like throwing the chainsaw down the stairwell to get the... And you go into all the rooms, and they're in an apartment building. And this is just overanalyzing it, but... You wouldn't be screaming and having somebody run naked
and
down the hallway
naked
with his socks on. You know, if it was reality, you couldn't do that.
But
and
also,
nobody comes out of their apartment, and you know, I didn't buy that.
But at the end of the movie, in the last scene, when he's back in the bar with his friends, when he goes up to the lawyer and he says, "Did you get the message?" And the lawyer says, "Mr. Davis, that's not funny.
Right.
I had dinner with Paul Allen in London 10 days ago." He goes back and sits with his friends. And they call him Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, well, you see, I think what it is, he's hearing them call him Patrick Bateman.
I don't know.
Man.
All I know is it's a feel-good hit.
Yeah, that is.
And definitely. If you know, Thanksgiving is just a week away.
And that guy, I forgot the name of the actor that plays Patrick Bateman, but let me tell you something. That guy ought to make psycho movies every year.
It really should replace It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas time.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, John.
Good movie.
Thank you, Johnny. Let's go to Troy. Troy, Don and Mike show. Hello, Troy.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello?
What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm only hearing Don.
Hi, I'm here.
All right.
There, you can hear both of us now.
Did you guys catch The Simpsons on Sunday night?
Oh, very funny Simpsons.
Yeah.
Very.
The beginning. Chief Wiggum sucks the jelly out of a jelly donut.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a straw.
Right. Gets a refill.
Right.
Yeah.
With a straw.
With a straw. And gets a refill.
Oh,
that's
right.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Yeah, right before Bart Simpson steals his police car, he's sitting in the donut shop and he does it with a straw. And then he has the girl come over and she refills it for him.
Oh,
she got one
funny
of them pressurized. And she fills it back up with jelly.
That show's still going strong.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good one.
All right, guys.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Oh, hold on, Mike. Here's news about that strip club, Wet.
Okay.
The homo club. Hey, Jenna?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Love you guys.
Love you.
I just wanted to call and tell you about Wet. My friends and I accidentally went there one time thinking it was like a girl, you know, girls go see guys strip.
Right.
And the guys actually J-O on the stage for the crowd.
Oh, in this match, there's no
bad,
way we...
It's guys. It's really bad.
There's no way we got to be forced to go to this club.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
This
no,
is gonna
I'm
be...
not. And it depends what night you're going on, because one night is hot chocolate night. So
Is that what I think it is?
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
You know, it's really bad.
If this gay team is balls regularly enough to have averages, I think this might be the week to institute the handicap.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? No. Listen, I have confidence.
No, we bowl with a handicap, though.
I am confident.
We have our average, our scoring
absolutely,
average?
Absolutely, absolutely. All we need is their averages, and we'll. I think we'll do like 80.
Done and done, Rob. Done and done.
Guys, have some confidence. Have some confidence in your heterosexuality. We will triumph.
Yeah, I don't want. I know you can't. This is a family show. We can't go into great detail. Family show. That makes me laugh. What is hot chocolate night?
Hot chocolate is when it's all black.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh no! It's all black.
Oh, okay. I thought didn't you? Were you
thinking
we're
talking
with
about like
Duke?
like
no,
our contest, like our contest tomorrow.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, but the thing of this is it's like a no holds bar strip club. There are no rules.
And now, when you went in as a straight woman, how were you received in there?
Oh, horribly! All the gay guys didn't like us at all. They're like, you know, because the males are actually straight. The strippers are straight. So of course they saw girls come in and they're like, oh, you know, thank God, and you know, coming over to us. So we had to leave after a while because the gay guys were
we'll get killed. We'll get killed. As dreamy as we are, we will be sexually assaulted by these guys if we go into this club.
You get straight guys that strip?
Yeah.
That's weird.
All right, thanks, honey. Thank
Bye.
You for the call.
All I know is
Bye.
If we end up going there, I'm going to dress like I'm in the front row of a Gallagher concert.
Let's go to, let me see. Oh, Suzanne also wants to tell us about this gay club, Wet. Suzanne.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi, you're on the air.
How come all these women are calling you?
Well, a lot of women go there. Actually, I'm a lesbian, and I used to go there with some friends, and sometimes it's okay, and sometimes they're really mean to the girls. But as a guy, and I've seen you guys would be very popular there. And watch your backsides, because they love to pinch your butt. And rub up against you, and your last caller was so correct. They lot of stuff on stage.
Let me just say, tomorrow night, I don't want to put any undue pressure on the Gutter Bowls.
Uh-huh.
We almost tomorrow night bowl the finest game of our lives.
I have confidence we will.
Tomorrow night, we must look at this as a Super Bowl.
And, of course, you know now, after
like
all of this...
You've never played before, otherwise you just might be.
After all this, you know the listening audience now is overwhelmingly rooting for our opposition.
We must.
You know that.
Let me just say, we must have the following items tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
We must have... Puente cigars.
Mm-hmm.
We must have Grey Goose vodka.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We must have Jameson's whiskey.
Yes.
And Buzz must have his Vicodin.
Right.
These are the essential things that we need.
Amen, brother.
For victory tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
They also have, like, blackout parties where it's, like, in the dark in the back room. So be careful if somebody wants to take you guys back into a very dark room.
Okay, no problem.
No problem. Thank you for the heads up.
We've got to win this match.
I know.
We've got to win. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Did you see Jimmy Kimmel's thing on Sunday morning?
Oh, I'm glad you brought this. This is another thing I wanted to mention from over the weekend. Okay. How long have I been saying on this show that on the Fox NFL Sunday show?
Right.
When the POA comes on to do the weather, Jillian Barbary?
Yeah.
That Howie Long...
Doesn't look at her.
Because he's so pussy-whip like me, he never looks at her.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel's whole bit on Sunday...
Right.
...was where he showed videotape... Of Jillian Barbary doing the weather, and Howie Long never looking at her. Howie Long looking away, and he called Howie Long PW.
Oh,
and he played the sound of, of a whip.
Once again, Jimmy Kimmel listening to this show.
Yeah.
And at the end, he goes, "You're pathetic."
Yeah.
He made him hug.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel just goes, looks at the camera and goes, "Howie, you are pathetic." So they had it set up that Jillian Barbary came running over, and Howie Long says, "I'll give you a hug," but he hugged her like the way you would hug your grandma.
Oh, that is hysterical.
And then to cover his ass, James Brown says, "Diane," and that's Howie Long's wife, who incidentally listens to our show every day.
Right.
He says, "Hey, Diane, don't get mad at Howie. That was in the script."
Wow.
That's how PW Howie Long is.
Man. Heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, but I had the same thing.
Was it hysterical watching him getting this? Did he run clip after clip of just Howie looking away?
All these different times, and he had like arrows pointing at Howie Long's head. And they would show everybody, the other three guys, looking at Jillian Barbary.
And you know, the way Jimmy Kimmel explained it, right, he doesn't have anybody censoring him, so he's doing that with probably Howie not having any clue that he's going to do that bit.
And they also had a funny graphic of Howie Long's face getting red and smoke coming out of his ears.
That's great.
But remember, you heard that theory here first.
Oh, for a long, long time.
I know it. I know it for a fact. I know that Howie Long lives in Virginia. His kids are big, gigantic monsters like he is. They're big, huge football players. His wife listens to the show all the time.
Right. And he's probably honoring his wife's wishes by not looking, or just, in general, afeared of the situation.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah, thank you. All right, thank you, my friend.
You got him.
But his wife's okay with him doing those Terry Hatcher commercials.
It pays the rent.
Absolutely.
It pays the rent.
Maybe she's met both women, and maybe it's because it's, Jillian Barbary. Maybe that's...
I don't know.
There must be some dynamic there.
Jillian Barbary turns me on. It turns me on even more than the weather is the new commercial she does now.
Oh, the one where she's got the bikini top?
Where she's in the crystal ball?
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Have you seen the one where she's laying down by a crystal ball? She's obviously got a push-up bra on.
Right.
But in essence, what she's doing is she's rubbing her hands over a giant ball.
Mm.
You know, you draw your own conclusion as to what she's doing there.
She carries you away.
She does. Hello, Troy. Troy, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Troy, speak to us.
All right. Let me try you. Oh, hold on. There is Troy. No?
How about Patricia? Hey, Patricia.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, y'all were talking about Patrick Bateman and American Psycho, and I didn't know if y'all have ever seen Empires of the Sun, the Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
With Spielberger?
Yeah, Spielberger.
That's your Jewish name, Mike. Steven Spielberg is the name he cleaned up for showbiz.
Oh, my God. You know, I did see that movie, and he's like a little kid.
He's a kid in that.
God, he is unbelievably young.
That was him about 12 years old or so. But that's him as a little boy.
You know, I look back on that movie. I didn't particularly care for it, but I went to see it in a theater, and I can't believe that that's the same kid.
That's the same kid.
So, I mean, Patrick Bateman has got to be, let me call him Patrick Bateman.
Who knows what his name is?
He's got to be like in his early 20s then.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Steven Spielberger.
Spielberger.
Listen, Steve, I want to tell you something. With a name like Spielberger, America's never going to go for that. A big Jew director. How about we make your name Spielberg?
There's a difference.
Take the ER off the end of it.
Absolutely.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
If I were you, I'd be real nice to Lisa the next day and a half. You're going to need her to bowl tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, we're going to need her to be on our A game.
Oh, I'd be kissing up big time.
I think we're all going to be a good, cohesive unit. It's going to be all about team. Because, you know, the bottom line is we all like each other to do well, but we all focus on our own scores.
Well, tomorrow night we play as a team.
We do.
A lot of
It's an individual's game within a team game, Don, so we all have to just do very well.
And the actor who plays Patrick Bateman, his name is Christian Bale.
Right, Christian Bale.
That's who it is.
Do you like Christian Bale?
Do you like him? Oh, we got a break? Oh, Christ. I hate these commercial breaks. I love our sponsors, though.
We do.
Mwah. Much love to the sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
Can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
My sack doesn't work. My sack doesn't work.
All right, friends, here's your numbers. Like you just heard, the national number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
Dang! The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Want a chance to win the key for the Mercedes we're giving away on December 14th. Go to the Simply Wireless store at Tyson's 2.
Tyson's Galleria.
Yes, man. Anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight, just sign up. Don't cost you nothing. Random drawing tomorrow. Tomorrow, bring your dogs to the radio station.
Bro.
Tomorrow, for the first time ever, Donna Mike's Dog Day Afternoon, starting at 11. All the dogs who show up will be outside, and we're going to have $1,000 in cash for the biggest dog poop, $250 for the prettiest poop, and $250 for the most disgusting poop.
Ew!
And someone please call Raymond Diaz that these photos of the poops should definitely be posted on DonandMikeFans.com.
Love that guy. Of course, everybody loves him.
Now, before I get to this Frank Ahern thing from the Washington Post, one more thing from the weekend that just pissed me off royally. Sunday night, ABC ran Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which I think everybody agrees, it's a good movie, especially the first 30 minutes. It's spectacular. And they ran it on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they ran it uncut.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that there had to be, besides the violence, there was MF, mm-hmm. GD, mm-hmm. SOB.
Everything in there.
Seasucker. I mean, right. You name it. And I happened to turn it on in the scene where they're debating whether to kill the crowd. The German guy that they found
out in the farmer
right.
area.
And Tom Hanks wants to let him go, and they're screaming at each other. They go, you're an MF-er, you're an MF-er. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. This is not a documentary. This is not a news program.
No.
This is, regardless of the subject matter, it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a diversion.
Why is it okay? And it started at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it okay to have MF-er, C-sucker, everything else, you're a dumb F, all that, and all that other stuff. Why is it okay to have that on TV at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, yet we can't say the medical term for J-O-ing on the radio?
Well, because there is an incredible double standard.
Yeah, and what I want to know from the FCC is, why is this? Because Shaving Ryan's Privates is not a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It is certainly a movie that makes many important points and is a valuable film, but it's entertainment.
Yeah, of course it's entertainment. Anybody that goes to see it is going to see it as entertainment. Anybody watching it, I mean, that's why they're watching it. And especially when you talk about the start time, 8 o'clock, right, the 7 Central. Started. I mean, yeah. it's amazing to me.
So what I want to know is, if we are discussing World War II, can we now say MF-er, C-sucker?
That first scene is a real MF-er in Saving Private Ryan.
Right. And, like, no one challenges it, I guess, because it's Saving Private Ryan, right?
Right.
Well, since when do you get a free pass just because the movie's about World War II?
I don't understand it. I really don't.
The only thing you could do is you could talk about Hitler pleasuring himself, but that's it.
God, you just can't contain yourself.
Listen, about him later today on the show. I just want to say, this did not come from Rob.
Okay?
No. Okay, but we did get... Buzz and I know a guy who got... something left. Where was this left?
At a home in Maryland, and this happens from time to time in this part of the country. These come from West Virginia, these flyers that get put door-to-door on people's doors.
It's a...
That's scary.
Yeah. A group called the National Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And
white supremacists.
That's it.
Yeah, well, they take off on Jews in here pretty good. And we're going to share some of that with you later on the show.
Scary folk. Very, very scary.
Absolutely. Johnny, Donna Mike Show. Hello, John. You're on the air. So someone can tell me what's up with how come there's the double standard?
I don't understand. I mean, they've had, like, I know 60 Minutes quite often will, the S word will slip through.
Mm-hmm. And I use that as an example when I was watching with my wife. I said, but that's a news show, so I guess they can get away with
but
it.
But even that, I mean, that's a news show that is prepared, edited, and censored, and they don't do it, but yet we are censored about many different things.
You know, and I mean, regardless of what you think, the bottom line is the movie Saving Private Ryan is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
This show is entertainment. Yes, mm-hmm. They're different kinds of entertainment.
Now, don't let that socially redeeming stuff enter into it either.
No, please, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I think someone would argue that the movie Saving Private Ryan is art, and that the things that were said were not catering to a prurient interest.
But what those dogs are going to do tomorrow is art.
That doesn't explain why the T-word shows up on NYPD Blue, why the T-word has shown up on Dennis Leary's sitcom, The Job.
Yeah, but the T-word is small potatoes, man. I mean,
I'm
talking about they're dropping the MF-bomb off.
Well, they're doing soldiers' language in World War II. I mean, and it's all over that.
I'd like to know. What's the deal? Hello, John. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, Don, Mike. How's it going, guys? Quick question. That thing you guys have, it's just people?
Yeah.
Is that like the white man's version of It's All Good?
No. No, that's Howard Cosell saying that.
People. It's from the main event when he's... introducing Frank Sinatra, and he says, people are here from all over, just people.
Just people.
Oh, okay.
And it sounded funny, and we went to town on it, and now we use it all the time.
Okay. I like it. It kind of sounds funny. I was wondering if it was like the same thing. You know, it's all good, you know.
No.
It could be. It could become that.
All right. Thank you, though, John. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on the air. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
I just want to let you know, I don't know if you remember, but about a couple of years ago, they played Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
Unedited. Same channel, same time, and everything, but Schindler's List got some boobies on it, and they're not even nice.
Yeah, but even Schindler's List, you could make more of a case for it because I don't know. You know, somebody asked me the other night, I didn't know the answer to it, whether Saving Private Ryan was an actual, based on a true story, and I didn't even know whether it was or not.
I don't know. Well, I made sure that I looked on the top of DirecTV where you can push the button where it says what's happening. If it said documentary.
Right.
No, just said film, you know.
Yeah, but.
Year 2000.
But the thing is with Schindler's List, they showed a lot of, you know, there's a lot of nudity in that.
No, there was.
That Nazi's always banging people.
In yeah, and I think we mentioned that at the time, too. Thanks, my friend.
All right, well.
Although these serious movies, they do give us the best porno titles, because there is a porno called Shaving Ryan's Privates, and there's another one called Schindler's Fist. Schindler's Fist.
Any major motion picture, you can always come up with a porn name for it.
All right, so listen, I want to get to this thing in the Washington Post. There's a guy who writes the radio column for the Washington Post. He's written it for a couple of years. His name is Frank Ahearns. Real name, Frank Ahrens. We've known it all along.
Yeah, we've called him Ahrens for many, many moons. Yeah.
And, you know, we've been feuding on and off with this guy. But to be honest, the reason that I speak for myself, that I've trusted him more than the other douchebags who've written for the newspaper, is the one thing that Frank Ahrens has never done in the newspaper that the other guys did do was, at least when the ratings come out and you guys would reward us with great number one ratings.
That's right.
For which we're always eternally grateful. He would at least print it in the newspaper.
He would give us the ratings credit, and that's all we ever really wanted from these guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys, his predecessors, would dance around the subject, would really play fast and loose with the real numbers. And Frank is one guy that didn't do that. You know, he had his moments like they all did, and we had our feuds with him like we had with all the guys. But that was the one constant. Even when he was slamming us, he would always put, you know, highly rated monsters in their time.
Number one rated, undefeated in the ratings. You know, then he would write that we suck, but that's okay.
It's the nature of his job, though, that we would still put him in the trunk of our cars and duct tape.
Because, you know, at least he would write about the ratings, which is what we cared about. Hold on, let me see. What's this? Frank, what can we do for you?
Are you going to have bitches in the studio tomorrow?
Oh, no, that's a Friday. Strip Pyramids Friday.
No, bitches, like...
Dog. Get out of here. I thought you were calling about strip.
The bitches will be outside.
Strip pyramid. Okay, so today is his last column in the Washington Post.
Yeah. Rob applauds.
Well, before you applaud, you know, we have no idea what douchebags are going to be taking over the column now.
Yeah, probably be some other ween in charge.
So he's writing his big farewell column today.
Nice.
And he writes about...
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just the usual boring crap about...
I mean, it can't even be... you can't even pass it along because it's got NPR in there. It's got his favorites on the dial. Blah, 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 right. Blah.
Although he does run the funny picture of the grease man when he's apologizing.
Very obsessed with the grease man situation.
I'm so sorry.
That and Eddie Gallagher.
Yeah. But the last paragraph... is, the last four paragraphs, the last part of the story is about us.
Were you like me with that article, though, when you got, like, you know, the second paragraph? I began to skim furiously because it was really, rather long-winded.
Mm-hmm. So it's Frank Ahrens, Frank Ahrens, his final thoughts. Right. And then here are the topics of his final radio column for the Washington Post.
He's got headings about each category.
Readers often ask the stations I listen to, and he writes the stations that he listens to. The worst single thing about D.C. radio. Now, right there, I think with previous columnists, this is where we would have come up.
Yeah, when I saw the heading of worst thing about D.C. radio, that's when I was like, here we go.
Okay, but it's not us.
Then, no, he doesn't put us in there.
Then there's a category that says a worst taste award.
And I said, well, that, no wonder he didn't put us in the worst thing about D.C. radio because we're in the bad taste section.
So the next heading says... the On Fumes Award, meaning a radio show or radio station that's running out of gas.
Now, worst thing about D.C. radio would have been bad. Bad taste would have been bad. But if he puts the On Fumes thing, I'm thinking, boy, he's really going to take a final shot at us.
No. His last item.
A heading of its very own.
With the headline says... you didn't think I'd forget Don and Mike, did you?
In bold letters.
So here's what he writes. For more than 2 years, the WJFK duo of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara have fragged my butt, purposefully mispronouncing my name, opining that I'm an idiot radio reporter, and even once staging a week-long drama called As the Ahrens Turns, in which I was depicted either as a eunuch or a homosexual.
Yes, he was.
Now it's my turn.
That's good. Now this is when I got ready. I got ready for it.
Don and Mike are the kindest, bravest, warmest, and most wonderful human beings I've ever known in my life. Then he writes, phew! Almost brainwashed by Don and Mike.
Right.
Listen, these guys run a strong radio show in terms of entertainment and ratings. They are both big talent pros.
Ah, very nice. That's
great. They sometimes broadcast material that I wish I and kids never heard on the radio. To me, some conversations that are appropriate between guys in a bar are not suitable for broadcast. The general corseting of radio over the last 3 years has been dispiriting. To wit, the raunch talk of recent WJFK editions Opie and Anthony, that's a nice plug for the ONA, make Don and Mike sound as risque as the Car Talk boys.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line with Don and Mike and me... it was all radio shtick. good fun. Soon there will be a new idiot radio reporter, and Don and Mike won't have this listener to kick around anymore. But I bet we'll all miss it.
Ah, yeah. There we go. And very good. And farewell, simple. Frank. You're a stand-up guy.
That was a nice way to go.
Good luck to you in the financial paper.
Well, I've been...
That's horrible. You know, I shouldn't say that. I can't help myself.
I've invited him to come on the show.
Love to have him on the show.
Now that he's not officially writing the radio column anymore.
Right.
I've invited him to come on the show and tell us how pissed off he was when we did the the soap opera about him and everything else.
I really thought he was going to take over the out and about column. The society page.
Well, so that's it.
There he goes. And really, I was flattered by that. I don't believe I have ever been even remotely flattered by anything that's been printed in that newspaper.
No.
But this was somebody that really gave us our due, and I appreciate it.
I'm telling you, if it was the other two guys, not that we harbor the memories forever, but Jeffrey York and Mark Fisher, if it was either of those douchebags,
right,
today's column would have been, I'm really sad to be leaving, but I'm most sad because I'm not going to be able to write awful things about Don and Mike in the newspaper every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and in fairness to Mark Fisher, who was quite a ween, Jeffrey York was the absolute
king.
I mean, the king of his own deal.
As a matter of fact, whenever we run across someone who's a total dick now, we call him a Yorkanian.
A Yorkanian. That, you know, if somebody's really being a DA, we say that's a very Yorkanian way of handling.
I mean, the guy hasn't written the column for the Post for like 6 years.
We still hate him.
Oh, well.
And I'm sure he still obsesses about us.
I remember, I got hanging on my wall at home, in my office at home. It's weird motivation. I have a column he wrote about us in 1986, and the headline is, Don and Mike are like soda water that has lost its fizz.
Yes, indicating that we were done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey York is the one who really, quite often, would predict the end of our show. Wow. And at the same time, here's the sick thing about this guy. We'd go to any kind of function where there'd be radio people, and he would stalk us. And I am serious about that. He would be waiting around, he'd be looking for us, and then he would approach us. And it was a weird, weird dynamic. It was very, very twisted the way he did that.
I always thought we were almost like one step away from being baited into something with him, like where he'd say, hey, how you doing? And then, you know, one of us would just punch him.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, it's the headline where, you know, disc jockeys assault reporter.
He's the only guy, really, that I ever had real, and you too had, I mean, over-the-top heated discussions with, because he was just such a hump.
Yeah.
Amazing guy.
But anyway, listen, I think I said it a while ago. During one of the shows when we were serious about the September 11th thing, that Frank is a good guy, and I'll be sad that at least the guy who printed the real ratings is leaving the column. Because that's all we ever asked of the Washington Post.
And Frank never pulled any punches with us either. I mean, when there would be heavy-duty stuff, he would print it. He would always do that, but he would also print the facts. And that's all we ever asked from those guys. Yeah. And then at the end, to print some, you know, kind of nice stuff about us as he's leaving the job.
Caught us off guard.
Very, very nice. So, you know, I don't want to say good luck, but, see ya.
Yeah.
See ya.
In a Brian Gumbel way.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Frank Arons. Good luck to you.
And I do want to get him on the show, and I did promise him a while ago. Although he's still, you know, the thing about him is,
he might be too smart to do that. He really, he may be too smart to come on the show.
I think he will, but here's the thing about him. I mean, let's be honest. The guy writes a column about disc jockeys, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like, as close to not being a journalist as you possibly can.
Well, and I still, as much as I appreciate him giving us our props, I just want to say, you know, the next guy, tweak this thing up. Make it more interesting.
So the deal is that, you know, now he's going to move to be a financial. He's going to work like in the financial section of the paper.
Apparently, I guess, as the Post goes, that's a promotion.
Right. Yeah. So the thing is, I said to him, I don't know, like a month or so ago, I said, listen, why don't you just come on the show? And he said, I can't come on the show while I'm still writing the column, because then that would show bias. Mm. I can't come on the show.
Sure, so now he can, right?
Yeah, so now I'd like him to come on the show, but I'll tell you this, and I think I said this on the air. At the same time that he said he wouldn't come on the show while he was still writing the column, mm-hmm. He did ask me if we could get him a Don and Mike Gutterballs bowling shirt.
A lot of people want those.
Sure.
So those incredibly high quality. And, you know, really, I do wish him the best at the Financial Times part of the paper, Financial Times. The financial part of the paper. I do hope that they are aware of some of that insider trading stuff that he's been guilty of in the past. You know, just before he starts writing about financial issues.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this?
Hi,
Johan?
Hi. Yes, how are you?
Hey, Johan.
All right, I want to say hi to Don and Mike and the rest of the crew. I am kind of a long-time listener, but not always enjoy. But just recently, I thought I should call and just express, you know, what I feel about you guys. To me, it's like maturing toward a real nice direction. Probably part of it is maybe what's triggered me is these two new guys coming, changing your time with them. That makes me more appreciate you guys. Really doing a good job, enjoying.
So you say we're maturing?
Maturing towards my expectations.
Maturing for your expectations.
Oh, okay.
My expectations. Right.
Well, listen,
quality job.
You know, let's face it. And God knows, I hear criticisms about this show constantly from the people who work here. We don't lie about this. We're in our early 40s, with the exclusion of Buzz.
Yes, he's much older.
And, you know, at some point, you know, this is the big bitch I hear about the shows. Wow, well, the show's not like it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Man, 10 years ago, you guys, whoo, Jesus Christ, 10 years ago, you guys would, you'd do anything.
Right.
Well, I really don't think the show has changed all that much in 10 years, but maybe what has changed is, you know, listen, I don't want to be 50 years old and doing dick jokes all my life.
I agree. I mean, the same way.
I'll do it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it as long as it's funny.
I think we both agree that, you know, the show we will always, always appreciate the female form on this show.
Yeah, we'll never stop
in its
that.
In various incarnations.
We'll never stop that. And like tomorrow, having dogs poop on the show.
Yes, you know, before you lay that maturity thing on us.
You know, maybe...
No. What I'm saying on maturity thing was really the topics that you're picking up is more high...
You know, can I interrupt you for a second, though, and point out that really... Even back when we were in, I guess the space shuttle would have been when we were in our 20s, is that right?
Yes.
We still would respond to the issues of the day. If there was something heavy, we would, you know, we'd put what we do aside for a moment because we know that our listeners want to deal with something. And that's really what we've done with this year, with all the crap that this country's gone through on that, too.
Right,
it's a natural thing. It's not anything contrived. I think Don was mentioning that before when you're laying out the show, as far as, you know, it's not a contrived situation. I mean, what we do here is kind of react to the day-to-day events the way everybody else would react.
I think the show has changed over the years, as we've changed over the years, and frankly, that's the main reason I have the thing on my wall with Jeffrey York.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I occasionally will let my guard down and someone will say something to me, or at least it will be opening the hopefully non-anthrax mail,
right?
And I'll be standing there, I'll go, what's that? And she'll go, don't look at it. And I go, no, show it to me. And it's a letter from someone saying, you know, I used to listen to Don and Mike all the time. They suck. I can't listen anymore. I'll go home and I'll read that thing on the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, that were 15 years ago.
Sure.
The dickhead from the post wrote that we were finished, mm-hmm. that we were done, that we were over.
Lisa tries to protect us.
You're doing great.
Lisa tried to protect me earlier today. So I was coming in and there was an email about Mike's phony laugh. And she said, don't read that. I said, no, it doesn't bother me. Don't read that. And she said, no. And she clicked it off, and I walked out of the office, and I went, oh, God.
The point is that the demise of the show has been predicted by everybody since day one that we went on the air.
Absolutely.
And if you like it, like this guy, well, you appreciate it. If you don't like it, well, you know, bug off. And thank you for the call.
I'm liking it more and more. Your story in that movie theater was great. Mike's talent on Morgan
Fairchild, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you, though.
I'd like to hear it on different topics.
But look for me to do...
viewing the people in the, you know...
Morgan Fairchild.
Look for me to do a killer Morgan Fairchild impression.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. Morgan Fairchild.
I've got that. I can do her.
Jesus Christ. All right. Listen, we got a couple directions we can go here. I know we got a break. Okay. But when we come back, I'm going to give you a choice here. Man, we got so much good stuff.
If one thing's included in the choice, it's not going to be difficult.
Well, I might want to hold off on that, though.
Okay, you're killing me with this.
It's about Lisa and sex. Okay, that's see, I'm thinking that's like two break territory.
Oh, that is, there is absolutely no question
we're running
about
so
that.
Late, but maybe we'll go with that anyway. we've also got this great sex list, and I do want to get to this this white supremacy thing.
Okay,
Jesus. Well, it's funny.
Now I know where you're. You see, I betrayed myself again.
It's funny.
Oh my God,
this sad these people and sick that, and funny.
It's sad, it's, sick, funny. It's,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. You guys are right. It's sad, sick, funny. Mm-hmm.
But people, it weirds me out that there are creeps going around putting that on people's doorsteps.
Let me read just one paragraph out of this thing. From this, this is found on some guy's, on his windshield, Buzz?
Doors, I guess. Handed them out here in 2001.
When the Disney company was run by the Gentile Disney family.
Oh, my God.
Prior to the takeover by the Jew Eisner in 1984, it epitomized wholesome family entertainment.
Oh, my God.
While it still holds the rights to Snow White, the company under Jew Eisner has expanded into the production of a great deal of so-called adult material. ESPN's cable subsidiary... ABC's cable subsidiary, ESPN, is headed by President Steve Bornstein, who is a Jew.
They've really done their research, these white supremacists.
Let me see. ABC owns 26 AM and FM stations. Although primarily a telecommunications company, Cap Cities earned over $1 billion in publishing in 1997. This company is run... by Jews.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the whole thing goes, it's got about...
So it's just, is it everybody that they hate, or just is it primarily anti-Semitic?
Well, this one is just, anti-Jew.
And it's that same old thing you hear about the entertainment media controlled
that's exactly
by...
Right here, on the front page, right. It says, the alien grip on our news and entertainment media must be broken.
God.
It says... who rules America?
Oh, no.
And of course they got the
picture of Michael Eisner.
Picture of Michael Eisner.
Wow. Yeah.
And then they even got the Trade Center. Right.
It's a separate flyer.
What's that picture of Rob doing down there under editor and publisher?
How can this happen? Okay? So they got a picture of the planes going to the Trade Center. How can this happen? Well, it's because of Israel, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, there we go.
Israel receives one-fifth of all foreign aid by the United States. Israel is sucking money from taxpaying Americans to fuel the Zionist juggernaut.
Unbelievable.
Say no to Israel. If you demand white American interests to take precedence over Jew lobbying power in America.
Oh, my God.
Join us in our fight for a white America.
Mm-hmm. And so there are guys like slithering through neighborhoods dropping that stuff off.
Timothy McVeigh.
Putting this on people's doors.
Yeah, it probably isn't more relaxing, but I'd be more relaxed if you got some sick stuff like that in the mail, as opposed to somebody literally coming to your door.
Yeah,
that's spooky.
I know. It's awful. But, we'll read it to expose it for what it is.
Hard to believe.
Although I think probably we'll go with this baby next.
Yeah. You gave us all a little tease here, but we haven't seen the bulk of it.
I haven't seen it, no.
You haven't seen it at all, Buzz?
No, not at all.
Let me just say that you remember. Remember a guy, his name is Chris. Chris, and he lives in Reno, Nevada, where he listens to the show every day on the Buzz. What he did was he took, if you go to like DonnaMikeFans.com, you can find hideous pictures of all of us.
Right.
And what he did was... very skillfully, he took Charlie Stossel, our movie guy, his head, and he put Charlie in all kinds of weird, compromising photos.
Yes, yes, some very sick stuff.
He's topped himself with his latest book that he sent in from the author of Call Me Charlie, Radio Slut Magazine, special edition. Say hello. Say hello. To porno star / producer, Lisa Herndon tells her story.
Wow.
I did it. You can, too.
Oh, my God.
And See, what, hey, Lisa, come here for a minute. Before we're going to do it in the next break, but these pictures, these are like from what? The pictures of you bowling and stuff? Is that?
Let me see.
Lisa, you have to be like Charlie Stossel, too. When this is all done, you have to put that in your own private vault. That's what like, Charlie does.
Like this one on the cover, where there's a guy taking you from behind. And the guy he's masterful at matching Lisa's head to the body.
He really, you know, on Charlie's stuff, it was always a little choppy, but he obviously took a great deal of time in doing this.
Now, this is a shot where Lisa is looking back. Now,
grinning.
What was the original picture of? Do you know where the original came from?
Yeah, from when you and Robbie and I did the movie theater appearance at Stossel's Movie Theater.
Oh, I gotcha. So this is something that was obviously put up on a website. And what he did was he got from a...
So scary reel.
Got from a porno, this guy bending Lisa over, and she's turning around. And
my boobs are smaller in that picture, though.
Lisa's head, so we'll go through that. And listen, and we got to have Lisa in here to see the pictures, because...
Sure, I'm excited.
She's not... All she's seen is the cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. She's not seen the inside of it yet.
Oh, my God.
So, listen, we'll get to that and your phone calls in just a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, it's Dog Day Afternoon. Bring your dog by the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. We're here at WJFK at 10800 Main Street. Toothless Fairfax, Virginia, tomorrow from 11 till about 2. East Coast time. Of course, the time you're hearing the show live. We're going to be out in the parking lot with you and your dogs. Bring your dog by, and your dog has a nice BM. The biggest one, the biggest dog number two,
biggest mass,
at the end of the day, wins $1,000.
Wow.
$250 for the prettiest.
Right.
$250 for the most disgusting.
Yeah, now when you're talking about biggest, we want to make it real clear. We're not talking about just volume here. We're talking about just the biggest mass.
Yeah, it could be a pile. It could be it could just be one perfectly formed gigantic log.
But if there's, you know, liquid all over the tarp, it's not going to count.
Yeah, that's going to go in the disgusting category.
Sorry, Rob, I felt I had to mention it.
So bring your dogs down tomorrow. We'll be outside doing a lot of the show tomorrow with Dog Day Afternoon. Bring the dogs down starting at 11.
Right.
Because I can't imagine you can bring a dog down and immediately have the dog crap on command.
No. Now, some people actually can make their dogs crap on command.
So anyway. You bring your dog down and we'll give you plenty of time. That's on tomorrow's episode. Plus tonight, of course, we're running tape on the pedophile special, mm-hmm. the Michael Jackson show, and we will have the full recap of that tomorrow.
Don?
Yes.
I can get her.
Oh, I want to tell you something. This is Chris Tucker. I was just looking at some pictures of your producer, Lisa Herndon, uh-huh. some fake porno pictures, and I want to say something. For a white woman, she's fine.
Hey, Chris?
Yes, Michael.
I can get her.
We have a lot of that with the real Michael Jackson.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Michael.
I'm in my 40s now.
Here's some phone numbers for you to call the show. Nationally, 877-365-3636. D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York, you call 877-692-1027. And finally, let me mention that if you want a chance to win the Mercedes key for the Mercedes C230 Compressor Cooper giveaway on December 14th, mm-hmm. anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight, stop by the Simply Wireless store at Tyson's 2. Right. Tyson's Galleria in beautiful McLean, Virginia. Tyson's, too. Just stop by the store, fill out the form. That's all you got to do. We'll have a random winner tomorrow. You have till 9 o'clock tonight to get out there.
Good.
And sign yourself up. Matt in Seattle. Matt, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Don? Bueno or Busto?
Right. Hi, Matt.
I was just calling to see if you had heard Pat Summerall's senior moment on Sunday in the Niners-Saints game.
Well, first, it sounds to me like Pat Summerall is falling apart. I don't know if he has a cold or what, but
walking corpse.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he was going down the list of, you know, the linemen, and he got to Kyle Turley, and he just had a little bit of trouble. You know, it was like, Kyle Turley! You know, kind of something caught in his throat, maybe.
One of these weeks, we really have to run the tape on Summerall Madden, call it a game. Maybe we'll do it on the Thanksgiving game.
The end of last season, he had kind of a renaissance where he came back a little bit.
He's falling apart again, though.
And then he started this season where it's been begging for
Yeah, we've got to do, I think, before the Thanksgiving game, whoever's playing, we have to make bets the day before Thanksgiving
right.
on how many times during the game Pat Summerall will screw something up and say, beg your pardon.
That's a good Thanksgiving Day pool.
Because I guarantee, I watched the game, and I heard him during the Niners game this week goes, the 49ers bring the ball to the line. Steve Young reading the defense. Beg your pardon, Jeff Garcia. I mean, he really called Jeff Garcia Steve Young.
Well, when you've been doing it that many years, I mean, I'm sure that these starting QBs run together.
Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
All right, thank you, my friend. All right, let's make a note of that, too. We'll run tape on Pat Summerall next Thursday on Thanksgiving. Okay, so this guy from Reno, all I know is his name is Chris. He's goddamn talented. Buzz, you'll want to come in and take a look at this.
I do, thanks.
And let's get Lisa in here.
Let's get everybody in here.
So what the guy's done, here's the setup. The guy has taken from the various websites where there are pictures of all of us.
Right.
As it turns out, there's pictures of you and I that are floating out around there, but there's tons of pictures of Lisa.
Right.
All over the web.
Mm-hmm.
So what this guy has done is he's taken porno pictures, and he's put Lisa's head on top of them.
And done so in one of those really masterful ways. I mean, in the old days, this would be something that you would see with really fake doctored photographs. See it like a tabloid, and they try to pass it off as
so
real.
Now there's the cover, as everybody can see. And Buzz, don't you agree that looks like... That looks like Lisa?
It looks like that could be a real... Is that supposed to be on a rooftop somewhere or something like that? Or it looks like a patio or something like that?
Yeah.
It's outdoors.
And he's written it as a book.
Great.
And it starts with... Oh, now look at it. Here's a regular picture.
Oh, that's okay? So sweet.
Just a regular picture of our girl.
Oh, that's terrific.
Okay?
Very nice. Very nice.
Sure, you can get by the microphone if you like.
Yeah, because you're going to hear the Joe laugh pretty soon when you get to, like, page 3.
The first page says, "Hi, fans. Most of you know me as the producer of the fabulous Don and Mike show, but very few of you realize I used to have an incredibly successful career in the adult entertainment industry. I was queen of pornos, making hundreds of movies a month, dating rock stars. I had it all, but I left it behind for Don and Mike. Thanks to Radio Slut Magazine, though, my fans will now get to see a great collection of my favorite porno performances, and soon we'll be able to buy the complete Lisa Herndon porno collection on DVD.
Thank you, Lisa.
Check my website, www.lisatakesitall.com
for details. Oh, my God.
Then, here's the first photo. Enjoy this special edition of Radio Slut, and think of me when you're, well, you know. And it's a picture of a topless girl laying by what appears to be an old-time vending machine. And as you can see, I get the picture. I mean, to say that the guy's done a masterful job.
Oh, it is hysterical.
It really does. Where, this picture of you, where did this picture come from?
Where were you? That's when you start to get a little scared, you know? It's like, where did those photographs come from?
I thought we destroyed the film.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
All right, let's go to the next one. This one's good, too. My career in the adult industry began as most do at 12.
Oh,
I began allowing the neighborhood boys to photograph me naked. By the time I was 18, my pictures had caught the attention of the publishers of such fine magazine as Naked Skanks and Barely 18. Soon I was making a fine living taking off my clothes and performing at bachelor parties. I continued to model nude for quite some time, about 2 weeks, before my childhood dream of being in hardcore films came to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
The photographer who took this picture liked this shot, but I preferred the one he took of me inserting the statue's nipple into my...
Right.
Something.
Pretty accurate so far.
Here's the first picture of Lisa with a statue.
Wow. Thank God, I look good.
Oh, that's
and again,
funny.
What he's done is taken some real porno picture of a work chick out. With a body. But what makes it work is the various head angle of Lisa. I mean, all the different.
What cracks me up is a huge grin so far on every single picture. It's like, hi.
Most people think that porno stars are bimbos, and that's not true. It's very difficult to remember all those lines and still be able to give oral to three guys at once. It really is. Yeah. Being an actress is so demanding. There are only 8 or 12 girls that can do what I do. My initial experiences in porn were tame.
A little dairy there. Yeah.
Regular sex is fun, but I'm much more into kinky and anal than I am to the standard man-woman sex.
Good for you.
Oh, the geesh. Nothing excites me like a big blast of DNA in my face. It keeps my skin so moist and shiny. So here now, these are the pedestrian pictures. We're going to get to the real hardcore stuff here in a second. Okay?
Your skin does look good.
Now, but wait. Wait until you see the next one.
Oh, my God.
It's an easy.
How the hell did he do that?
What he's got is...
He
has Lisa's face, and she's got DNA all over her face.
Oh my God!
And guys are holding their things.
Oh man!
I mean, you can see what they're doing. They're having a party.
Oh my God! It's scary how much time this guy took doing this.
This is great.
That's my favorite one with the DNA on her face.
It's hysterical.
What's the one on the bottom there? Because my boobs look good.
That's guys putting their DNA.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Very good.
Okay. Next page. During my career, I must have given 10,000 orals, and at least half were in my films. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was two or more at once. And you're going to see.
Did he play with the eyes and stuff like that?
Yes.
Did he do a thing where the eyes were closed?
I believe so.
Like melt,
and down here, and down here. Look at Lisa. She's got two orifices right there.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Now
it's amazing. You can do this with a computer.
Here's a nice one.
I had no idea she was so talented.
Lisa on her back.
Okay.
After she's just been pleasured, and there's plenty of evidence.
Right.
And again, where the guy gets the
guy.
You got to understand, this is not translating on the radio.
No, it is.
The pictures.
I think it might be.
The pictures of Lisa's head. Perfect. Oh, match. I mean, it's a girl laying on her back with her legs.
That one is a little out of proportion. She looks a little bit like Beetlejuice there. Just a little bit.
I think it's the angle being so close to my area.
Right.
And my head being farther away.
Legs akimbo.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Pretty much how we
and, you know, I thought we'd be getting black and white, but these are lots of color photographs.
Here we go.
There.
Finally, I got the opportunity I so desperately wanted. My next few hundred movies had all the action I had dreamed of. Group sex, bondage, and lots of anal. I can't live without anal. It's definitely an entrance as well as an exit.
Yeah, sorry about that, Todd.
And here again now.
Oh, yeah.
these are equally funny.
And you see the same smile, like the same headshot on everyone. That's funny.
Okay.
Oh, the Jesus.
The Queen.
Continue now. There are no explanations for these, but here's Lisa smiling with, I'm going to count now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four things right by her face.
Oh my.
Did you see that?
Amazing. That is too funny.
How great is
too
this?
Funny.
How great is
oh
this?
Oh my God.
Let me see. Oh, and then here we go. Here's Lisa upside down as a man's doing something to her and, again, being held up by two naked guys. Just more. you see what I'm saying? All right, describe it, Mike. Describe it.
Well, you got it. On the top picture, he's inserted the face of Lisa under this body that's completely upside down. Looks like waiting, smiling headshot with two guys. Oh. Oh my God!
Here is Lisa. This one now. This one really looks real. Okay. This is Lisa being undressed by another girl.
All right, there you go. Now, and that's the serious face.
Okay, now doesn't that look like that one could be real?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, you
that
know,
really does.
Wow. Really does.
God, I look good in some of these.
Very real.
Now,
really real.
I'm not a lesbian.
This guy went to town. This thing is huge.
I'm not a lesbian, but I sure do like having sex with women. Originally, I only had sex with men in my movies, but after Dinner with Charlie Stossel, I also decided I would make movies with women. What a great idea it was. I'm not a lesbian. But I love the look, feel, and especially the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say of women. And how about this one? How about this? Where it's two girls just going to business, yeah. Going to town on each other, and you just see Lisa's smiling head up on top of all of them.
She does look happy.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Now, here's one straight from Penthouse.
Okay, very good.
You know what Bob Guccione loves?
Well, we've discussed on this show before.
The number one, girls going number one?
Absolutely.
God.
Here's our girl, Lisa. Going number one. Now you gotta look. Yeah. You gotta look closely at the bottom. Do you see the puddle?
Yes.
Oh. You see?
Oh, my God.
Oh wow. Can you imagine the hours that this guy must have spent doing this?
Here we go. Here's one. It's Lisa having sex with the first bad place. And then it's a picture of Lisa with Ron Jeremy, my sweetie. So first look at this picture where you can't see her hand. And then the picture with Lisa and Ron Jeremy really looks real.
I don't think that's a guy, Don.
Oh, no, is it really?
That's Rob's body from the movie theater thing.
Rob's body with Ron Jeremy's head.
You know, the amazing thing is not only did he do this, you know, it took how long to do this, but he did it mostly one-handed.
There you go.
here you are looking at back at the camera with some type of device.
Wow.
Don't you look happy.
Here you are simply squatting by the pool.
There you go.
Again.
So hot.
Now, that one looks phony. Yeah. That's the first one that's really, really phony.
The body doesn't really match the face.
Yeah, it's just in the lighting and the whole nine yards.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Lisa. I mean, I didn't mean a phony. I meant the job that he did. Uh-huh. You understand what I'm saying?
This one.
You're not saying nothing.
Here's Lisa with a girl where Lisa's playing a game called Guess Where My Hand Is.
Ah, very good.
Ah. Okay.
And there he is. Same look.
The same. I'd like to make a guess
on where the hand is.
Yeah, same smile. That's a great answer.
Hi there.
Where's
your work?
Here she is. Just more pictures of her with guys and their things and geezer sex, having sex with the... Who was that old guy that was on the show, Rob?
Was it Dave Cummings?
Dave Cummings.
That's right.
Dave Cummings. Yeah, I believe.
It's him. Okay. Then let's see. Okay, now this... You're not going to like these.
Oh, right. No.
Even pregnancy from Ron Jeremy couldn't...
Oh, no.
That baby was so hairy. I wonder if the circus is treating him well. What he's done now is now...
Yeah, this guy's a sicko. This guy's gone into the land of the weird.
Porno of pregnant chicks. And he's put your head...
Oh, God!
Oh,
God.
To do that.
What?
Oh, wow. To do the bottom one.
I don't know.
Yeah, at least you're going to have to talk to him about it. She's done it all.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You must have used both hands.
Let me see. Then we have Lisa on the cover of magazines. Here's Lisa on the cover of Backdoor to Buttsville. And also on the cover of Squirters magazine. See, and it's Lisa on both magazines.
You know, covers. I'm curious about a bunch of... First of all, this guy obviously has the software to do something, but then he must have an access to unbelievable amounts of this crap.
If I have a favorite one.
Right.
This next
one. This one you showed me the other day?
It'd be the favorite. Yes, it's Lisa with two brothers. There are two big black things.
Right.
Right in her face.
Again, she doesn't seem to mind.
And you know, that's a smile that's reared its head a lot of times in this book, and it's really one that works, I think.
It works for the book.
Okay. That's a great one. Here we go. The top picture is the time that you let yourself go. You let your garden go.
Oh.
And the bottom one is you having sex with an old guy in a car.
Right.
So, again, look carefully at the top one and look at the garden. Look at the privacy.
Yeah.
Look at the privacy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Her private
area. Oh, my God.
Which is just, you need a weed whacker for that.
Oh, wow.
Hot pants.
Then we have the top picture is of you at the GYN. Where the GYN is performing a test on you. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom picture says, the taint, my favorite part of a man. And in both cases, it's it's Lisa, Lisa going at it.
Now, that bottom picture, the bottom picture doesn't have any connection to Lisa at all. Look at that picture. It's just, he just put,
he had to get that in there.
He just wanted to put it in there.
Right.
Here's the final one.
Sick F that he is.
See more in the next issue. Thanks for... Well, I can't say.
And of course, we've done nothing to encourage him today.
No, thanks for doing something. I mean, reading, and it's allegedly Lisa in a chair, in a big easy back chair, with her legs straight up in the air. And as you can see, again,
that's another one where the perspective is off a little bit.
Pretty good though.
But it's the smile.
Same smile.
Oh,
God.
And then the
you got tired at the end.
Here's
a smile.
Here's another picture. At least by some guy's butt. And here she is wrapped up in plastic with some other girl and apparently doing herself with a piece of produce.
Oh, my God.
Down here in the lower right.
That's a leak.
That's an... Oh, I thought it was corn.
No, it's a leak.
Oh, wow.
And then we have finally just random shots of Lisa in bondage. Here's Lisa.
Oh, God, this guy's got
it
all.
Here she is chained up. Here she's got the gimp mask on and she got the nipple stuff on, and
that's in my house.
My God.
Now, this is what I think. This one looks realistic, right?
Yes,
here.
No, that one does look. Well, the
upper right.
It's the angle of the head is a little weird.
But this guy is.
Oh, wow.
He is a master artist.
But you got to give him applause.
He's a master artist.
And we certainly have encouraged him. Lisa reaching out to claim it as her own.
Good work, Lisa.
Before Lisa takes this and we never see it again, I would just like everyone to remember this picture. Of one of Lisa with the two gigantic brothers in her face.
Absolutely.
Put that one up in the office.
Very good.
Yeah. We'll frame that. Put that up in a...
Is that that'll look good in our office.
Is that the Christmas card?
Yeah,
right.
God damn, that is funny. Okay, we got a break. There you go. That comes from Chris from Reno.
Reno, Nevada, where...
And the cover is...
Where he has a lot of time on his hands.
The cover's great, again, because Lisa is turning around as if to look back at the guy who's
the cover's hysterical, and of course, that look, that grin, surfaces many, many times. And then there's the serious picture, which makes me laugh even more.
Wait, well, hold on, don't forget this one. Right. Where she's got the she's got the DNA on her face.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Pretty good. You sure you want this back?
Yeah, I definitely want that.
Okay, all right. There you go.
Thank you.
There's your souvenir to keep. You keep.
There you go.
I really feel like I'm part of the family.
Oh, wow. That's I don't think anybody in this family has ever had somebody take that much time.
That much time.
On a project.
Thank you. I feel very special.
There you go. Of course, good attitude.
We got a break. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Beware, they may be spotting John and Mike.
All right, here's your phone numbers. Instant access to the show. Anywhere in America. Anywhere in... America, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067, New York City, 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, you should talk to RJ Ding Dong Diddly Diaz and see if he can put some of those pictures up on Don and Mike Uncensored.
I'm going to have to run that by Lisa. That's Lisa's choice.
That's her
Come
call.
Come on, Lisa. The B-Star Club needs it.
her call entirely.
They are funny as hell. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. It's time to give back. Put the pictures up, will you?
You know, I understand the need. It really is, as Don said, it really is Lisa's call.
It's Lisa's call.
And should I put her on the spot right now? Or I mean,
yeah, let's see how she feels about a couple of pictures being put up on the website.
Just the one with the two big black guys.
maybe the one where she's getting the shower.
Or maybe she has no problem with it. We haven't really asked her, have we?
I think she'll have a problem with it.
Hey, guys, for tomorrow with the dog.
I knew it. That's the look.
Hold on a second. Lisa, what do you think?
No, I can't do that.
not even one?
I'll look. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll look through there. Mm-hmm. The one where I look the hottest, like I have the best body.
I think the guys will go along with that.
Oh, but you got to go with the one where it's your face, where they got the things by your face.
The two black eyes?
Yeah.
No, because I don't look so good in that.
So you
one with like the statuesque model body.
So you're willing to pick one, or two?
Would you compromise? If you put the one with the two black guys, then could you pick any other one that you like, where you like the body on the girl? Listen to this guy pant on the telephone.
Yeah, my God, stop it, sir. You're grossing me out.
Count to ten.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you say?
Sorry.
What do you say?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, all right, guys.
Wow. What a sport.
Something to look forward to, gentlemen.
That's my girl. So go to the DonnaMikeFans.com. Go to the uncensored site.
Very good.
Oh, no. What does it say? We can't put those up. I'm getting an instant message from the
Great Ape House.
Yeah, saying we can't put those up. We'll figure a way around it.
Oh, gee, are you sure?
Nah, we'll figure it out, okay?
Lisa wants to fight that.
All right, we'll fight for it after the show. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
This guy wasn't happy.
Yeah, all right, goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Damn it.
Hello.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? This is John up here in Portland, Maine.
Hi, John.
Yeah, as well, you know, we're proud members of the 8-Hour Club up here in Portland, Maine.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, that place we can't speak of that we can get you on. Plus the tape the delay.
Right, listen, ixnay on the internet thing. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right on, guys.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a great way. A lot of people who are on tape delay have figured out a way to hear the show live. I, of course, know nothing about it.
It is a very, very secret plot.
And do not want to mention anything about it on the show.
Because it's very dangerous.
Listen, tomorrow, it's Dog Day Afternoon. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but tomorrow we're urging all dog lovers to bring their dogs down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, the big WJFK CBS building here in Fairfax. And basically, you come down, we'll give you a prize with your dog, but if your dog takes a big number two, or you're even a little number two, or a disgusting number two, you're going to win.
You're in the competition.
Yeah. We're having a contest tomorrow with dogs to see which dog makes the biggest number two. That dog will win $1,000
and the respect and love of its owner.
The dog who makes the prettiest number two will win $250, and the most disgusting number two
will win $250.
And those pictures, I know they'll be up on DonandMikeFans.com.
Sure.
So we're not even asking for people to call in and register and say they're going to bring their dogs down. Just show up here at the station tomorrow with your dog starting at 11 o'clock, because some of you guys might have to wait, you know, a while for your dog to get revved up, and it's perfectly okay to feed your dog while you're waiting outside.
Sure. Right.
We're going to be doing half the show inside, half the show outside. Going to be a nice day. Temperature about 65 tomorrow.
Going to be gorgeous.
Grand prize, $1,000 tomorrow for the biggest dog poop.
Can't wait.
Here is, who's this? Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah, how you doing, Don and Mike? How are you?
We're doing great.
Hi, Ralph.
At least she's got to put those pictures up on the website. Because if she doesn't, it just means the terrorists win.
There you go.
All right.
Making it a bigger political picture. Way to go, Ralph.
Yeah, you got it. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Dude, have this girl talk dirty to me. She's hot.
Hey, turn your radio down there, Chris.
No, he just wants Lisa to talk dirty to him.
Yeah,
you want her to count to 10?
Whatever.
Lisa, would you count to 10 for this guy?
He's got a lot of work to do.
He sure is being exploited.
Lisa's
today.
Being a little overwhelmed today. You've got to back off, pal.
Let's go to Mike instead. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks.
I got a story for you about the dogs eating the peanuts earlier.
The dogs eating the what?
Peanuts.
About the dogs eating peanuts? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
One time my dog ate a bunch of peanuts and they got stuck in his back door. And I had to get him to the vet to get him pulled out.
Wait, your dog was eating peanuts.
Is that the end of your story?
Yeah, my dog ate a bunch of peanuts.
And he had to go to the vet to get them pulled out.
Yeah. And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
Well, I thought it was a lovely story.
Thank you, my friend. You told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Gary.
How's it going?
Okay.
Man, I guess I missed a part of your show. I thought this contest tomorrow was for people.
That'll be next week.
No.
Next week. Okay, great. Well, that's too bad. People. I just had two Whoppers, and now I got to cancel my reservation at the Old Country Buffet tonight.
All right, get out of here. Goodbye. All right, listen, you know, it's going to be an action-packed week on the show. We're going to do the four-hour club here. Do you know that tomorrow we got the Dog Day afternoon?
Right.
Okay. On Thursday, we're going to pick the pros until they scab and bleed with NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, eh? That's exciting.
And we're going to have your low-budget Jeopardy on Friday.
Right.
And on Thursday, rather. Also on Thursday, Chuck Stossel, including the return of Charlie Stossel Hate Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie will be debating movies with someone. All of that on Thursday. And Friday, we have the Strip Pyramid Show.
Yeah, which is basically the $25,000 pyramid without $25,000 and without Dick Clark.
With strippers,
right?
Playing for you, the home listener, to win a key for the Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
And on Friday, I've just been told we're going to be playing the Mystery Guest Contest.
Oh, very exciting.
Wow, goddamn. It's a busy week on the show. Jam-packed. We're going to try the four-hour club right now for our most dedicated listeners, the people who promise they will listen to this show for 4 hours every day, no matter what. But I've only instructed Lisa to pull out two names.
Okay.
We're only going to give two people a chance to win.
Okay.
And here's why, because the prize is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
A $300 gift certificate to Toys R Us, good towards the purchase of Sony PlayStation 2.
All right.
Okay. So you can go to Toys R Us. This, in essence, buys you PlayStation 2.
Ah.
You got to answer your phone by saying... Now, should it be something about dog poo or something about Lisa?
I think to back off Lisa a little bit, because she seems to be just about at her zenith of tolerance, perhaps something about dog poo.
Okay.
About
dog poo
equals cash.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Dog poo, answer your phone right now by saying
dog poo equals cash.
You do that, and you're going to win the $300 certificate to Toys R Us, good towards the purchase of Sony PlayStation 2. In essence, we're giving away Sony PlayStation 2, courtesy of UniversalPPV.net, and of course they have the Moomy Returns on pay-per-view debuting this Thursday.
The password is dog poo equals cash.
Here we go.
Answer your phone by saying that, and you're going to be a big wiener.
What a show it's going to be tomorrow.
My God.
Now, we're only going to try two people here in the four-hour club, so you got to be diligent. But I don't want to exclude the good people who have joined the four-hour club.
And I do hope that tomorrow we get a couple of dogs that are purebreds.
It's been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That won't work.
Okay, all right. I've got a second number for this person.
Like, you know, Her Majesty's. You know what I mean? Those like the Westminster dog names.
And again, the phrase that pays is...
Dog poo equals cash.
Dog poo equals cash.
We'll just give the show a classier tone.
All right, come on, honey.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Oh, man.
All right.
This goes to show, Don, you know my theory. No one's home.
Yvette Thurston.
Bonjour, Yvette.
From Washington, D.C. Yvette, we just tried to call you in the four-hour club, honey. Sorry. Like every other woman I know... With the exception of my wife, you've let us down.
Broken yes. promise. Amen.
Goodbye, honey. All right, let's try one more. Let me see. Here we go.
Right. Answer your phone by saying dog poo equals cash. Which it will on tomorrow's show, on this very show, 24 hours from now.
And if we don't get a winner with the four-hour club, we'll just do a caller 100 to give away the Sony PlayStation.
Dog poo equals cash.
Hey! You're the winner!
Very nice. Very nice. This is Phil Kelly.
Phil?
Yep.
Phil Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Phil Kelly from Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
Phil, congratulations. And you're listening today at work, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
At Brooklyn Union. Fantastic.
Yep.
Phil, the lady from D.C. was not there, so yours was the next. Phil, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You won Sony PlayStation 2 game system from Toys R Us and Universal PPV.
My kids are going to love it for Christmas.
It's great. Bart and I play it all the time. UniversalPPV.net. And the movie returns, premiering on pay-per-view this Thursday. Enjoy your Sony PlayStation, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's how easy it is to enter and win the 4-Hour Club.
That's great.
Just send us your information to Don and Mike 4-Hour Club, P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C. 20007.
All right.
We got about 18,000 members in the database right now. You'll get a card back in the mail. We call you. You like the guy Phil there, not like the lady Yvette or whatever her name is, and you win.
That's it.
You win something great. Hello, we're up on a break. Joe, Don and Mike show. Oh, and don't let me forget to say that the 4-Hour Club is sponsored by Subway. And everybody who we call in the 4-Hour Club, if they win or not, gets a $10 gift certificate to Subway. Subway, seven subs. Boy, I'm really effing this up. Subway, seven subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. Wow. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Dynamite.
Yeah, Joe.
I was wondering if you could bring more than one dog per person down.
I think it's the dog. It's really not the owner, right?
Yeah. You bring as many dogs as you like tomorrow, Joe.
Yeah, I was thinking about bringing the whole truckload of hounds down.
Bring them down. Increases your chances of winning.
Yeah, I believe I get me and my hunting buddy together. We bring some hounds down there, and I think we can wrap it up, right?
Well, that's good. I just make sure you keep track of your hound dogs.
All right, come on down. And one more question. We got to do a break. Dominic, hello.
Hey, I was just calling because I heard Mike ask about purebred dogs.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure nobody's going to be scared of him. He's a 160-pound German Rottweiler.
And listen, as long as you got some kind of a choke collar or something for that dog.
Oh, no, he's cool. He's on a collar. He goes with me everywhere.
Yeah, Rottweilers, I mean, if they're well-trained, they can be good dogs.
Yeah,
bring him on down.
Look at Buzz.
No, he likes Buzz. He's got a little bit of a habit. But
see if you can get him to hump Buzz's leg.
Come on down. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
We'll
see you then.
Right.
The dog should show up here at 11 o'clock. That's when we go on the air. We got a break when we come back. Oh, the Don and Mike Wayback Machine. Oh, boy. As we go straight to heaven to interview one of your all-time favorites.
A classic.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head. Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother.
Okay. Car means Don.
Yeah.
Hey means Mike. Kung Fu means the Don Mike Show.
Right. Christ, you know, we've had such a show today.
Yeah, it's an ice cream headache show.
We never even got to the sex list.
Oh.
Of all the various sexual fetishes. We'll do that tomorrow.
Fetishes?
also, the whole white supremacy thing that was found on someone's doorstep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How Jews are ruling America and showbiz. We'll share that with you tomorrow.
Amazing.
Got another one of these celebrity memorabilia catalogs in the mail.
Panties!
Yeah, for instance, how much... We'll do this tomorrow. I can't even start now, but... Mike, think about this between now and tomorrow. How much would you pay for a pair of Loretta Swit's panties?
Wow!
Worn...
It really was panties?
Worn by Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH.
Just like that credit card commercial. Priceless.
Priceless. All right, well, you'll find out tomorrow.
That's why they call her Hot Lips.
Because there's a company that's selling all that stuff.
I wonder if there's a lot of sweat in them.
They sent us the catalog.
What if they're sweaty?
Now, also tomorrow, it's the debut of Don and Mike's Dog Day Afternoon. I'm sure you've heard us talk about this. Bring your dogs by the radio station.
Make sure they've got a full meal.
Because what we're going to do is have dogs have taken BMs outside, and the biggest one wins $1,000. The smelliest one. I'm sorry, not the smelliest one. The prettiest one wins $250.
Are you? And the most disgusting also wins $250.
Yeah, and I guess the smell aspect might come into play there. Now, let's get the Wayback Machine going here. I don't know how many of you watched CBS on Sunday night, but they did a horrific special on Lucy. Right? Do you remember this? I think we have the connection now from...
I love Lucy and she loves me.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Don.
Now, we're talking to Lucille Ball live from the cancer ward of heaven.
How are you, darling?
Lucy, first let me just say, I'll turn that music off so I can hear Lucy.
It's been a long time.
Lucy,
how have you been?
Yeah. How the hell are you?
I'm not well.
Are you still smoking in heaven?
No, I'm dead.
Well, even though you're dead, are you allowed to smoke?
Oh, yes. Gardens and gardens and gardens. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Did you have a chance to...
You're looking well.
Did you have a chance... Did you have a chance to watch that dumb CBS special?
Oh, those money-grubbing bastards. Those baby killers. They made me look like crap. F-M. Suckers.
You know, they ran all the old clips of you and Ethel in the...
Let's be honest, those old clips suck. That show sucks. I suck. I love you, Ricky.
You didn't really love Ricky, did you?
No, I hated him. But he had money, and he was stupid, and he was a foreigner. You're looking really good, Don.
Now, I can't even see you. I just see... I see
you.
I see a ghost, and I smell... Is that Lucky Strikes you're smoking today?
Luckies. Yes, sir. You get lucky. I love my Lucky Strike cigarettes. They're all dead now, you know. Ethel, Ricky, Fred Mertz.
Fred Mertz.
What a bastard.
Yeah, and in real life, Fred and Ethel... In real life, Fred and Ethel hated each other, right?
Oh, we all hated Fred. He was such a bastard. I love saying bastard on the radio. I can never say that on my show. If I could, every episode would have been, I love Lucy. Tune in for the episode where Ricky's a bastard.
Now, I'm getting the feeling that you didn't like the fact that, and I've heard the word...
I don't like a lot of facts, Buster.
I've heard the word exploitation used, that perhaps CBS was trying to get blood from a stone.
How many times can Los Efforts show me and Ethel eating the bonbons? I mean, come on, it makes me want to barf. It certainly makes me want to have another cigarette.
I don't know if you saw the celebrities who were on Sunday... Oh, Lucy...
I'm sorry, excuse us.
The celebs who were on Sunday night had absolutely nothing to do with your show. For instance, why was Larry King involved in the Lucille Ball tribute?
I'll tell you why. Because he is the whore of whores. He is the uber whore. Just remember this. Larry King is an uber whore.
And what about Cher? She was involved in the show also.
Well, can you say dead career? Of course she's going to say she loves Lucy. She thinks she'll make a little hay with it, but Cher, it's over. No more plastic surgery.
And who else was on? Oh, Whoopi Goldberg was on.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg. I guess she didn't get enough donut commercials. Bitch. I hate them all. I wish they were up here with me. Dead.
Now, what about your ex-husband, Gary Morton? Is that dude dead yet?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he's up here. Yeah, we play cards.
Now, who do you live with in heaven? Do you live with Desi or with Gary?
I live alone. Come on now. I hate everybody. I was a tired old bitch on earth, and I'm a tired old bitch up here. I live with myself, with some dead cats, and I smoke. And I sit in an easy chair, and I watch TV. None of that HBO S. I don't like the dirty language.
What do you watch? What do you like?
The shows that I enjoy now.
Yeah.
I like Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
I like the Game Show Channel.
Yeah.
I still watch Match Games. And I think occasionally I watch Touched by an Angel. It's wonderful. And I watch Solid Gold. I enjoy those shows. I really do. And I watch the Food Network. The two fat ladies.
One of them's up there with you, isn't she?
Yes, she cooks for me.
Lucy, let me ask you. There have been some people who have said that, who's that chick who's Dharma?
Jenna Elfman.
Jenna Elfman, exactly.
Right.
Some people say that she's the next Lucille Ball.
Oh, bull. There's never going to be another me. Never.
Lucy, let me ask you something.
Yes, no way, pretty boy. Wait.
Did you have a penis?
I don't know if I should answer that.
Because I always found you kind of manly.
I didn't have a penis exact, but I had a very large. I can't say.
Oh, you mean,
Your producer tells me what I cannot say. Let me tell you, though I don't know if I can say this or not, but
okay.
My boat was the size of the Titanic.
Wow. Oh, so your man in the boat. You had a...
And my man in the boat was Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, so, so in actuality, you are all woman.
Same color as how he was the Incredible Hulk, too.
All green?
Yes. My man in the boat was Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, baby. I like watching basketball, too.
Do you?
I like sports. I really like... I don't like girls. Sports, though. I think girls' sports are BS. Mia Hamm, kiss my bloody.
Ask you, Lucy. Are you red all over?
Yes, I am. I mean, my hair was fake, but I was a natural redhead. But it was kind of a washed out, pale red. It wasn't that fiery red that I had on the show. My boat had more than a man. It had a crew. I love talking about my boat.
What would the giant boat? Lucy, what would you say?
My taco.
Lucy,
would you like to talk about Lucy's taco?
I'd like to know in the last minute or so.
Lucy's taco. That's the last segment.
Well, we have just a moment left. What would your message be for the CBS executives?
More ads from Taco Bell. I just want to talk about my taco. Lucy's got a spicy one.
Are you getting any sex up in heaven?
No, all done. It doesn't exist up here. It really doesn't. We just hang around, we play cards, watch television, and I pet my cats.
When is, answer a riddle for us. When is Bob Hope joining you?
Bob will be here soon. Oh, was he an animal on the earthly plane? He loved my red, angry taco. He did. I couldn't keep him away from it. And you know something, man?
What?
I didn't want to.
I heard that you got a trick you can do with your taco.
I do.
Where you can put like 5 or 6 cigarettes down there and actually smoke them all at once with your taco?
Smoke them all simultaneously. I can do that, or I can do it with a very large cigar. Just ask Uncle Milty about that. We played for hours.
Okay, well,
he's going to die at the Friars Club.
All right, Lucille Ball, obviously very angry with the CBS executives for trotting out the reruns again of her show.
That's right. Making Kiss My Taco. And you know it can spit cocktail carrots 10 feet. F you, boys.
All right, well, Lucy, thank you for joining us.
Goodbye,
Lucy.
Goodbye.
She goes,
I love you.
The very angry Lucille Ball.
Bitter, really.
Kiss my ass.
There she goes, everybody.
What is that? That.
Lucy loves me.
All right, well, there she is, everybody. Live.
Lucille Ball.
Live from the grave.
Man, oh, man.
It's Lucille Ball.
Woo. She's a salty babe. Sure is.
Yeah. I always thought she was kind of manly myself.
Mm-hmm. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
you know, you'd read all that.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's buzz. I mean,
he made it up.
Hey, you'd read all that stuff about how hot Lucy was.
Yeah, no, she was. She's just a tough, salty broad
in real life. Hold, Buzz. Before we get to your news and comments, here is Yvette. Yvette, hello.
Hello. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Dog pool. equals cash. I was there. I just want to apologize for not having the phone number. That phone should have never been answered. That phone is dead. I just mailed off another membership for the.
Too bad. Well, I hope you win next time, Yvette.
All right, Yvette.
I'll keep trying. I love you guys.
All right, thank you for checking back, baby.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Good luck.
Bye bye.
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 Bye. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news on the
comments? About tacos?
No, today it's about winning the war one clean shave at a time.
I never had one of those.
I heard about that, about the guys over there shaving their beards off.
Couldn't be happier.
That's a cool story. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Lucy, that was very...
Boat-tacular.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They are ready to believe you.
All right, that's the national number from Washington, D.C. Call 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
Their penises enjoy being with women.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Who can blame our penises?
Sure.
Want a key to win the Mercedes-Benz C230 Sports Coupe we're giving away from AT&T and Simply Wireless? Of course, then stop by the Simply Wireless store inside Tyson's 2. Tyson's Galleria.
Oh, yes, darling.
Stop by any time between now and 9 o'clock tonight when they close. Just fill out the form, and we'll have a random drawing on tomorrow's episode.
Way to go.
Okay, that's how easy it is. Tomorrow, dog day afternoon, you know about this. You come down, you bring your dog down. All the dogs will be outside. The biggest poop wins $1,000. Prettiest, $250.
Most disgusting.
$250. Giving away cash tomorrow on the show. Friday, it's the return of, it's what we're doing instead of strip trivia.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Strip pyramid.
All right.
Where we'll have six teams of two girl strippers playing the $20,000 pyramid and taking their clothes off as they go and playing for you, the home viewer.
Yes.
For a chance to win a key to start the Mercedes. And the final thing that I want to plug here is Wednesday night, tomorrow night, come watch us as we play our toughest bowling match ever, the Dynamite Gutter Balls against the all-gay team, the Bowling Ballers.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the AMF Lanes in Annandale, Virginia. Don't forget, a lot on the line. Mm-hmm. If we lose, we got to go with these guys, with these homo guys, to this gay bar called Wet.
And we understand when they call it Wet, they mean Wet.
And if we win, they got to come with us to Camelot, a great strip club. So we've got to gutter balls. We got to bowl our best game tomorrow night. There will be drag queens in attendance on behalf of the Bowling Ballers.
They're going to be the cheerleaders, right?
Right. So we'll see you tomorrow night for the Dynamite Gutter Balls action. Big show tomorrow with the dogs, the strip pyramid this week. Christ, tons of stuff. And we never even today got to the white supremacy literature.
Yeah, some sicko left something on somebody's door.
And we can do that, all of that tomorrow. Too much today, too much. Here is Guy Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Taliban soldiers, confused about their marching orders and overwhelmed by Afghan rebels, have left the key city of Kabul in the dead of night. They turned tail and ran after hours of heavy bombardment from rebel guns and American bombs.
And I like the way the people are reacting behind this retreat.
It's great.
I mean, it really sounds like this is, this whole deal about the will of the people.
Finally, I can shave my beard.
Men are joyfully shaving their beards today because they can. The law said that they had to have a beard up until now.
And the Mach 3. What a great invention.
Yeah, we ought to send a bunch of Norelcos over there.
Some big disposables. People are listening to music, something else that had been outlawed under the Taliban. The rebels have broken through the Taliban's front line, and they're ready, on our word, to move into the city. Actually, imagine. We're hearing that some of them already have moved in.
Imagine that, though. It's like you shave your beard, you go, finally, I have all the pleasures in the world. You shave your beard, and then it's like Britney Spears on the radio or something.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, no, I can finally...
suddenly hear music and it's the Backstreet Boys. Turn it off. Turn it off.
They've been listening to Taliban radio. Here's what they say they heard. Here's what the rebels heard on Taliban radio. Quoting one rebel soldier, they're frightened. Those Taliban guys have lost their morale. They are asking, please, what are our orders? What should we do? The rebels have taken 8 provinces in the last 48 hours and have now freed 40% of the country from the Taliban. This is a turning point in the war, but the toughest work is still to come with the Taliban retreating to the mountain.
Well, that is great news and good for Taliban radio. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Al Qaeda with you. I want to say right now, guys, shave your beards. And ladies, let's see your teeth. Here's Kenny Loggins.
I hope it's a big party. You know, yeah. I hope that's not far from reality, that they're having a big party over there right now.
They are.
They deserve it.
Great news. Good news for the good guys. That's us, the good guys.
Very good news. And the rebel forces have invited in groups from the various factions to make up the new government for
Afghanistan.
And
I heard that, you know, last night, here's what, this really pissed me off when I heard the news story, that this really, they thought that the battle for Kabul was going to be months and months and probably have to be suspended in the winter, and then we wouldn't be able to finish it until spring. So we get this incredible news that the Taliban basically has run out of the capital city, and then they got to immediately come in. But this might create a power vacuum. Hey, I don't think anybody that's shaving their beards or dancing in the streets right now is concerned about a power vacuum.
No, they said it would take 6 months, and took over the city in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they can get a government in there. I mean, let the people be happy for a little bit.
Hey, hold on there, Buzz. Pete, hello, Pete, you're on the air. Are you there, Pete?
Taliban left without firing a shot, pretty much.
Ah, oh, those pussies. That's great. That's just great.
And the UN's been invited in to help set up a new government.
Where am I going? I'm all screwed up on the phones. Rich. Hey, Rich.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. One little comment. Let me see if I get this straight about the bowling game. Okay, you're looking for liquor. You're meeting 4 strange gay guys. Then you're going to a bar. You're going to handle your balls and hit them with things that look like penises.
Right, okay, you got
that's
us
little,
on that.
That's a little gay.
You got us on
pretty
that.
Much thank you.
A normal week for us.
You got us on that. Hey, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yo.
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hi.
I don't know if you guys saw it. Talk about them celebrating, shaving off their beards. They had all these guys laughing and joking around, and they were shaving with straight blades with no shaving cream or anything like that, and they looked like they were having a blast doing it.
Fantastic. Good for them.
Yeah.
Imagine that. They don't even know the joy of, like, my wife got me one of them things a couple years ago that heats up
the hot shaving cream.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, maybe we ought to take up a collection.
Wait till they find out the real joys that they can have while shaving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I bet some of those broads need to shave.
You're a blade shaver, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I'm an Orelco electric guy.
Absolutely, I am. Yeah. Hello, Pete. Don and Mike show. Pete. Pete. Peter.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Pete.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Who's this, Don or Mike?
Yeah, both of us. Hi, Pete. Come on.
You were talking about shaving. I seen a picture of Lucille Ball in the 70s in Hustler magazine, and she had a shaved taco.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
I remember when she posed for that.
What's next, Buzz?
It still appears that mechanical failure was the cause of yesterday's plane crash in Queens. The Airbus 300 has been prone to trouble in the past 2 years, especially its General Electric engine, which has seen more than its share of catastrophic failure recently. That, by the way, is the same engine used on Air Force One. And although yesterday's crash appears to be the result of sudden failure, sabotage has not been ruled out. One expert on the Today Show this morning said that the way the plane came apart in pieces before falling is, quote, unusual.
Yeah, I'd hate to think that our government is lying to us or keeping something from us. You know, I probably shouldn't even say that. I talked to a guy, I'm not going to say who he is, a guy who works for an airline last night.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say it. Never mind.
Okay.
You said it's a theory. He was giving you a theory. It's not that big a deal.
I talked to a guy, but I told him I wouldn't say. I'm not saying what airline he works for or anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the evidence in the industry, right, points to maybe that this was not mechanical.
Yeah, and that that the airline he works for, the reservations were down 47% anyway this year as opposed to last Thanksgiving, and that there's the thought in the airline industry among the people that he talks to is that there was something more to this, and they're hiding it from us.
I will also tell you, though, that in the airline industry, it would be, as much as you don't want to say, hey, we weren't responsible, you know, the industry people would probably think that, you know, if it was somebody causing this, it's a lot different than if it was just mechanical failure, which in many cases can be bad for the airlines.
Right. And they just don't know at this point. They're even looking at birds. The flocks of birds on the runway at JFK have been a problem recently. And they're looking at a flock of birds being sucked into the jet as another possible cause.
Okay, but here's what the guy told me. And see, that we talked about that. The guy says to me, even if like 50 birds went into the engine,
mm-hmm.
he said, before a plane takes off, they got like guys with racket. I mean, I'm simplifying it here, but they got guys with racket wrenches and stuff who are making sure that the engines are screwed on.
Right.
That even if a bunch of birds fly in, the engine's not going to fall off.
Should withstand that.
Right.
250 people on the plane, about a dozen people on the ground lost their lives in the crash. Felix Sanchez was said to be high on life before he boarded Flight 587 yesterday. After all, he had been given a second chance when he just barely got out of the World Trade Center on September 11th. The Merrill Lynch broker was one of two people who survived the Twin Towers attack only to lose their lives in yesterday's plane crash. He was 29, also lost yesterday a 26-year-old woman who worked in a restaurant at the Trade Center. Maybe their numbers were up. There were two pick three numbers in the New Jersey lottery yesterday. The first was 578. The second was 587.
How weird is that?
There are also stories, of course, of people who, because of illness or hunches, just didn't board yesterday's flight as planned, and they're okay.
All right, so good for them, Buzz. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, everything else happening on the show in the next couple of days, very exciting time. I just remembered, this weekend, Dennis Murphy will be filming his porno movie.
Yeah, it's going to be a tour de force. Right. He's going to be the new big name in porn.
Murphy's Romance. And we'll be editing that tape on Monday's show. God damn. When it rains, it pours.
Absolutely.
Now, once again, here is Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The AP has just confirmed what CNN has been reporting, that the black box data flight recorder has been found from yesterday's wreckage. This will tell us an awful lot about what happened. The Red Cross knows some of us are unhappy with the way it handled all the money it's collected since September 11th, so the charity is now offering refunds. Red Cross says it will give a refund to any donor who requests
it. You know, I really understand why that broad resigned now. Mm-hmm. When I've heard this story about, they want to hold the money, right? She resigned over the fact that they want to hold the money in a fund for the next
Nearly half of it they want to hold for possible future attacks.
That's such a lie to all the people that donated because of this tragedy. This money should go to the people that were victims of the tragedy on September 11th. All of it.
That's like what the donors intended in most cases.
Can I have my bowling money back? Kidding, of course.
I think it might be too late.
I'm kidding, of course.
Because you love.
Yeah.
And a conservative Christian had his calculator working overtime when he counted all the swear words during the network premiere of Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, here you go. Now, I brought this up earlier in the show. This is incredible hypocrisy.
The Reverend Donald Wildman, who runs the American Family Association, says the F word was said 21 times and the S word 12 times.
See, I mean, listen, I'm sure this guy's a douchebag, this guy who's doing the counting.
Right.
But I brought this up earlier. You know, we can't say the medical term for J-O-ing.
It's just crazy.
Yet it's okay to run this at 8 o'clock on a Sunday night on ABC where they're going to drop the F-bomb and the MF-bomb.
Yeah, it is a total double standard. It really is.
Wildman says he's afraid ABC has set a precedent and that now the F-word will be used, quote, on some bottom feeder sitcom.
Or some bottom feeder radio show. Oh, I effing pray. Well, that'd be the greatest effing day of my life when we can say the F word on radio.
That's all you'd hear on this show.
877-365-36, 302-432-1067.
F and A, Bubba.
Or 877-692-1027. Time for a call 100 right now and a prize package selected especially for you. But dare I say it? Be assertive, people.
Yeah.
Now again, here's Buzz.
A Boulder, Colorado man's been arrested for stealing a sexually graphic art display and replacing it with an American flag. The display was at a public library, an exhibit for a battered women's shelter for Domestic Violence Month. This display was a series of brightly colored ceramic penises hung from a clothesline.
Oh, yes.
It offended Robert Rowe, and he says he supports the work of the women's shelter, but he says the exhibit organizer should have been more sensitive to families with children. He's turned in the art he stole. Police are still trying to decide whether to charge him with anything.
Charge you?
The Old Navy old lady has died. Carrie Donovan passed away yesterday at the age of 73.
Let the runway be your guide.
She was in 42 Old Navy.
Never heard that one, anyway. Not much call for that one.
42 Old Navy commercials, but before that, she was America's premier fashion writer. She
wrote, I love my job.
Fashion articles and columns for the New York Times, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and the New York Times Magazine.
Let the taco be your guy.
Playboy's most popular playmate ever is suing her former lover for, among other things, a night in jail in which she says she was surrounded by naked lesbian gangbangers.
Really?
I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody just came in my ear.
Petra Verkiak, Miss November 1990, has been featured in the magazine more times than any other woman.
Oh, Petra.
She says her fiancé quit his job to live off her and her website, which was getting over 5 million hits a month. Early last year, she says he picked a fight with her, slammed her against the wall, and then called police who arrested her for domestic abuse. She says she was strip searched at the Van Nuys police station and then jailed with, quote, lesbian gangbangers who were running around naked. It was like a bad B movie, end quote. She and her ex are now suing each other. In sports...
I don't know. It just seemed appropriate.
It was. A New York gossip column has what it says is the reason for the big team fine against Chicago Bulls star Charles Oakley. $50,000.
What?
The Post columnist says Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf was being deposed by lawyer Marvin Mitchelson when he got word that Oakley had dissed the coach while talking to reporters. Oakley's comments were fairly mild, but Reinsdorf was reportedly already in a bad mood after hours of grilling by the high-profile attorney. Reinsdorf was being deposed for the $5 million lawsuit filed by his ill sister, who says he reneged on his promise to support her for life. Finally.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm. These are shaky times, and folks were rattled in Toronto this week when they spotted a suspicious device in a coffee shop. Police and firefighters rushed to the scene to find a plastic tube covered with electrical tape and attached by wire to a remote control. The bomb squad ordered everybody out of the area and then took a closer look. It was a vibrator. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Holmes. It's just a vibrator. Just a vibrator. Vibration.
Tomorrow on the show, dogs. Dog Day afternoon. Bring your dog down to WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Toothless Fairfax, Virginia. Starting at 11 o'clock, we're going to have hopefully hundreds of dogs out in the parking lot. And we're going to pay $1,000,
wow,
for the biggest poop.
All right.
$250 for the prettiest poop. And $250 for the most disgusting poop.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll have them all.
So bring your dogs down. That's live happening in our parking area on tomorrow's episode. Don't forget, if you want to win a key that could start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, sometime between now and 9 o'clock tonight, stop by Tyson's Galleria. That's Tyson's 2 in McLean, Virginia. Over there at Tyson's Corner, all you got to do is fill out a form. That's it. No hassle, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
No hassle, man. Just fill out the form, and if we pick your name at random tomorrow, you get the key. And you've got until 9 o'clock tonight. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
100.
Was that a question?
Yeah, no, that was a statement.
Yeah,
I think we got a winner.
You got it. All right. Hi, what's your name?
Ed.
Ed, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Ed, you've won the Moomy Returns PlayStation 2 game. Go to UniversalPPV.net, enter a chance to become an animated character in the upcoming Scorpion King video game. But the Moomy Returns on pay-per-view November 15th. But wait, there's more. You've won a free Butterball turkey.
Ooh.
And the Butterball turkey calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring the hot pieces of ass.
Oh, you better believe it.
That answer your Butterball turkey calls.
Great pieces.
Call 1-800-BUTTERBALL or visit Butterball.com, where 45 hot
pieces of ass.
They'll bring you a lot of pleasure.
Are available to help you spend less time in the kitchen and more time with family and friends. We've seen the calendars.
Well, some of us have more than seen them.
Let me see. Let me just say this. White and dark meat.
Yeah.
And much hotter than the girls in the G. Gordon Liddy calendar.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm self-basting now.
Okay. All right. Enjoy. Thank you for listening in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Hey, call that station. Tell them to run the whole show, okay?
You know, that just irritates me because I'm in the four-hour club, and I'm missing a whole hour.
Yeah,
I'm a three-hour member.
Well, what is that station? What is the name of that station?
Hot Talk 1140.
Right. I call them up. Don't get their heads out of their asses and run the whole show.
No kidding. I can't live my day without 4 hours of you guys.
Right. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Hold on. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you for all the great calls, everybody. And, the station is KSFN. Right. Call them. The station with their head up their ass. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
And, Rob?
Are you kind?
I try to be.
Thank you.
Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
What are you doing, bro? Big dog show tomorrow. Bring your dogs down starting at 11. We'll see you then.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.